Clo tell you guys about Saturday? His allergy shot?
No.
Woo! He had an allergic reaction to it.
Really?
Because they're upping his dose. Like they're supposed to. See what his tolerance is.
Okay.
Well, they figured it out.
Ooh, they sure as hell did.
Woohoo!
I came in. Somebody looked like a puffer belly fish.
Yeah,
or a train.
I was rock lobster.
His arms were bloated. His face was bloated. I went, damn. Y'all calculators is working overtime.
Woo.
His ears is all red.
Oh, man. Just the thought of seeing that makes me think that I wonder if the temptation to do that on purpose on the allergist part ever creeps in. Just be like, you know,
what was
I can bloat you.
You're supposed to wait a half an hour after the injection.
Uh-huh.
Saturday was our normal day to go. And Clo waited the half an hour. No issues. On his way home, he said his chest started getting tight and all tingly.
Mm.
You know, I was like, you know what? Where's an emergency room just in case? And, there's a Target. Maybe I should just go some Benadryl. Maybe I should just turn around and go back.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually really smart.
I made a U-turn, and I was driving like Russ. On the way back, I walk in, and the nurse doesn't say anything. She just goes, come with me. That's all she said.
Did she finish that sentence with, if you want to live?
That she just come with me.
She should have said that.
Now, and it's that. Well, that was what I heard in her voice. So it went out and put me in a room. Doctor came in, Dr. Gross, and was like, "Oh, okay, all right."
I've seen this.
Yeah.
Did I see you in the Toxic Avenger? Because I got there after Clo had already been through all of this.
Oh man!
So he had already come back since I walked in just for my injection. They said, your friend Clo is downstairs. I mean, is he dead?
Are you waiting for someone to come identify him?
So I get the shot. I go downstairs. And Clo's sitting there on the table talking to Dr. Gross like this.
I'm going to guess it wasn't voluntary.
to
have that look.
No.
So I look down at my arms like, what's happening? Because I was whelping up. But most of the whelps didn't itch. Just my taint itched.
No.
That's one of the first things. My chest started tightening up, and I was on the freeway, and also my taint just started itching like crazy. So I was sitting there trying to scratch my taint, going on the freeway at 90 miles an hour.
Or why your taint?
Yeah, what allergy is that?
I don't know. Dr. Gross mentioned that. He goes,
that your taint would itch?
He said groin. Groin.
They should tell. All right.
Yeah.
We're going to Dr. Gross and Dr. Feldman because they're supposed to be the head allergist, I believe, in the state.
Mm-hmm.
I wish they'd tell me that my taint may itch.
Usually that's something you would put in the brochure.
I wonder why you get itchy in the groin. They have more capillaries, blood vessels, spongy.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever he said.
In the groin, you mean your balls or your...
He didn't specifically say. But everything that Dr. Gross said normally happens did happen. I didn't have to tell him, you know, my taint was itching.
He just looked at you and said, I know.
But as soon as they gave me the little EpiPen thing, everything started to return to normal. Feel better. I mean, I was still puffed up until I think this morning I woke up and I was like, oh, I don't look like a pufferfish anymore.
Hey, it's me. I know that guy.
Yeah, they took me to the room where Clo was, and I went, down by the station early in the morning, see the little puffer bellies. It was okay, because he had been there for a while, and they'd already given him the EpiPen, and that takes effect almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So at this point, everyone's in good spirits.
Seemed to be.
Yeah.
I was fine. I hadn't had no reactions and nothing.
Yeah, you walk in, get a shot, walk on out. Nothing but flowers and puppies and sunshine. What a beautiful day.
I sat with him until he was ready to go, just in case.
That's nice.
It was all good. I just went home and loaded up on Allegra and Benadryl at night, and everything was fine.
And then deflated the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Literally.
I had that happen to me one time. I think it was I got into some poison ivy when I was like 12 years old. The next day... My neck, my head, my entire face had puffed up to like double size. Damn. It's like my cheeks, everything. I looked like a friend of mine who was like really fat. I was fat, but like.
Damn, I look like Russ.
No.
Oh, I don't know him yet.
No, you know, you ever seen like those little, the Michelin babies where they're just like, you're just, their face is just fat. That's what my face looked like the next day after getting
the Cabbage Patch Kids?
Yes. Yes.
Well, yesterday, I looked like one of the Garbage Pail Kids. I'm sorry, Saturday.
Yeah, my breathing was, it sounded like this. It's like, okay, maybe take him to the doctor.
Are you still that allergic to poison ivy?
I haven't been in it since, so I don't know. I assume.
Something like that. If you're that allergic to anything, I believe I would keep an EpiPen handy.
See, that was the thing, is it wasn't so bad to where it was, you know, life-threatening. But it was, they just said, okay, they gave me a shot of something. I think it was like a steroid. And I said, well, let's keep an eye on you for the next couple of days. And within a couple of days, it subsided.
How long did it take for you to go down?
Yeah, like, I don't think it really started going out until like Sunday night to noticeable difference. My eyes were still puffy. And it was hard to see. I couldn't look at a phone or look at the computer easily at all and read. It was like,
first thing Chloe said when I walked in the room, he was talking to Dr. Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Chloe goes, I don't like this.
I can't imagine anyone would.
I mean, but Dr. Gross, he was totally calm.
Well, that's their job. You don't want them to come in and go,
God!
Kill it! Kill it with fire!
Holy sh!
And it was weird because we were sitting there talking and he just was staring at my every move to see if I was itching in somewhere. It, like, he would notice.
You got any astral turf I could wipe with? Because my taint's in fuego.
With him actually pointing that out, you would think they'd have some sort of scratching pad that you could do that in the office.
We got somewhere that pole a cat uses if you think you get your cheeks around it.
Yeah. Just like a nice, just dedicate one examining room.
Scratch room.
So yeah, someone can drag their ass across the turf.
Twerk on this.
Yeah.
Yeah? That would have given me second thoughts on continuing with my allergy shots had I walked in and Chloe was dragging his ass across the Berber. Hey, look what I taught Chloe.
No!
You're next. Come on back.
But at least he says, he said, we all know now. He goes, you know how an allergic reaction feels, and we know where to set your dosage at.
I know what they're doing. They are experts at it, however, and it's part of what they do, but the idea of trial and error is...
Well, he didn't have an immediate reaction to
it. No, he didn't.
That's why they have that mandatory 30-minute wait period.
Yeah.
I believe in that now.
I haven't had any reactions, so I don't care.
Yeah, I think when you got yours last week, you went in, got it, and said, I feel good. And then you immediately came here. No sort of reaction whatsoever.
No. Biggest thing I got was... the side of the injection, maybe a little bump the size of a pencil eraser.
Now, is that just because Chloe's allergies are worse than yours?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Chloe's cocktail is dramatically larger than mine.
Okay.
So much that they have to put three shots, not just one. Two in one arm and one in the other.
Damn. And you're just getting one, Russ?
Yes. I'm more involved.
Because even Dr. Gross is like, man, when he's looking, I think it's the first time he's seen the list of stuff, because usually I work with Dr. Feldman.
It really is a weird thing when you go to your doctor and they see you as special. I've had that happen to me a couple times with a doctor. I'm like, I don't like that. I want to be normal, please.
Yeah, Dr. Feldman, when they did Chloe's initial scratch test that Saturday, that he and I had to go in for the six-hour initial rush treatment. Dr. Feldman, I guess because of, you know, client confidentiality, I said, how did Chloe do? He goes, yeah, yours is better. And so then I went and looked at Chloe's chart. I went, damn.
Woof.
Yeah. You're allergic to everything, including gravity.
Yeah, there's slashes, like where there wasn't even a thing, just slashes everywhere.
So on the days that I complained about my allergies, since Close and I have always synced up,
right?
He had to feel exponentially worse than I did, since I'm only allergic, according to Dr. Feldman, mostly mountain cedar and some ragweed, which I can't see anybody that wouldn't be allergic to ragweed. Alfie, you'll be interested in this. First of all, you'll consult your doctor before you do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the regular Allegra, not the D, just the regular. He said, you know, you can take up to 6 of those a day.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I was like, wow. Believe me, when I went to the pharmacy and got Allegra, they come in gel caps now. Awesome.
So you can swallow them.
Yes.
Chloe's got a problem swallowing pill, the larger ones. And the Allegras are, the regular Allegras, to me, it's about the size of a gel cap.
Okay.
It's the Allegra D. It's a little bit larger.
The good stuff.
And Chloe can't swallow those.
Mm. Yeah, it gets stuck.
It's like you couldn't have somebody, you know, sticking a piece of cheese or something.
No, it just won't fit down my throat. The round ones, the oval ones will fit. But the round ones, they just get stuck for some reason. So Dr. Gross asked the nurse, can you get a pill cutter? I'm like, I could break it up. It's fine. Because he was giving me Allegra when I was there.
The Allegra Ds that I take aren't round.
He was saying these were, I don't know, some theirs, their type. I don't know. But they're big, round, and look like a golf ball.
About the size of an M&M.
Ooh, that's pretty scary.
It's a little bit bigger than it. It's more like
not really. Alfie, my line.
No, they're tum size at very, very most. And like the little tiny roll tums, not the big bottle tums.
What do you got? You got like a toddler throat?
I think so. I don't know. Evidently, this is a typical thing. I've talked to my pharmacist about it and my family doctor, and he's like, well, you just have a narrow throat.
But you swallow. Are there any types of food you can't swallow?
Sometimes when I try to eat fajitas, and if I don't bite it or chew it up enough, whatever, I'll start choking on it. It won't go down. It may be something about the muscles in my throat, too. I don't know.
Should we get you some baby food?
Maybe the muscles in your throat atrophied. Maybe you need to suck some more.
No.
Ooh, he may be right. Oh. That's very possible. I mean, use it or lose it very much applies with muscles.
Makes sense scientifically.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Physiologically, biologically.
Maybe we'll put that on the wheel of punishment. Close screws up, he's got to spin it. We'll put swallow and Allegra D on there.
Man, you went way different than I thought you were going to.
Well, who's were we going to use if that's what you were thinking?
I not it. Just putting that out there. I don't know, maybe we grab the next person that walked by the studio.
When I came up Saturday and worked on the video stream, we now have one more camera.
I've noticed, and I know.
Who told you?
Every time you turn on the stream, it sends out an email.
Oh. So you turned the stream on? You watched it?
No, actually, I did not. It was everybody else that got the email alert that said, you know, sent me a message on Facebook or an email.
Could they tell what I was doing?
One person said he saw you with a camera on the ground and he knew it was you by the boots.
Oh. I added a camera with a 100-foot cable on it.
Why?
Because now it will reach to the Kiss FM studio.
Oh, my.
So we'll probably test that out today.
That would make sense. Oh, Billy.
Yeah, I tested it out Saturday and kicked the door open. Cruz was in there.
With?
Nobody.
Okay.
I kicked it open. I kicked it open and he went, oh, thank God.
I was going to say, I'm surprised he even flinched at all. I figured that's how he thinks most people enter a room that he's in.
Normally when people kick the door open like that, it's the fuzz.
That's right. He immediately hits the floor. Hand spread, leg spread.
Her license says she's 19.
That's right. I checked.
check Alfie's camera. I tweaked his.
Mm-hmm.
He looks okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
You don't like it?
I like it. It's a little wide,
well,
but
we can move it back. If it makes you feel fat.
No. That's not it. I just afraid people would see what I'm typing or I'm scratching, you know, my ass.
It's this show. They'll understand.
Yeah.
It's actually probably more expected.
I got to work on the, there's the extra cam. Obviously, one of the cables came unplugged because one of the colors is off.
Mm.
Well, I had to piece together a bunch of cables to get 100 feet.
You did, huh?
Well, most of the cords that we use for the cameras are about 6 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to get a bunch of connectors.
Maintain fidelity, did we?
I needed it to reach. And we tried a remote camera, you know, that would broadcast to a sending unit, but with all the crap in the building, you couldn't depend on the quality. Now we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. You're like the Clark Griswold of video streaming.
Hey, mine works, and it ain't tripping breakers.
Yet. With your daisy chain of cords.
Okay. You want a break here?
Yes.
Let's do it. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
3:35, first check on traffic. Alfie Coy. Now listen. Is it KEGL's Black Thunder?
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-20, right at Houston School Road. Road construction has the two right lanes shut down. Traffic's backed up back from Lancaster Road. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Montford, got a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up all the way back from I-35, about a 15-minute delay through both of those. Finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Long Avenue, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up. Back from 121. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at RussMartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
And pledge to pick up 10 pieces of trash every Tuesday. Pledge today at ReverseLitter.com.
I'm not picking up somebody else's trash.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Subway. Clear skies tonight, 56 for a low. Then tomorrow, lots of sunshine again as we hit a high around 82. Right now, 74 at 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hey, this is Rob Zombie. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have courageously fallen in the line of duty. Donate today at RussMartin.com.
Did somebody do an interview with Rob Zombie, or was he in the building?
I do not know. I don't think he was here. I think had he been in the building, I think Kenzie would have been climbing the walls.
Kenzie's not here.
Well, she would have been if he was. Not that I'm aware, no.
Well, Don emailed me that today and said, huh? Rob Zombie. Who's your favorite program director? ... Name Don.
He's good.
I said back.
He's picked up nicely.
I said, I don't really know any of the program directors up here, so I guess you win by default. Thanks.
That's very cool.
Okay, that's all I got. You got any audio?
I got very little.
It's going to be a dandy day.
No, the day's going to be fine. It's just there's not much in the way of audio today. They did announce the BFD lineup for this summer.
Well, we already know Pretty Reckless is in there because they got her to cut a liner for the foundation, and I didn't realize that I wasn't supposed to say anything.
That's all right. And then now
who's the lineup?
That's what I'm going to tell you. Now we have one from Rob Zombie. He is headlining BFD 2015. Also with Breaking Benjamin. Nice. Hailstorm, In This Moment, The Pretty Reckless, All That Remains, Sons of Texas, and We Are Harlot. It'll be Sunday, May 31st at JEXA.
They couldn't have got Sawyer Brown?
Really?
Maybe we can get them on the side stage.
No, Sawyer Brown's not. Actually, they might. I
they're playing
speak.
Out in what, Rockwall?
Yes.
One of their next shows?
Yeah, in May sometime. Yeah, like a couple of weeks before our BFD.
You're kind of rock a hillbilly.
I think it's a different crowd. There might be overlap, but
we'll save this song for the white trash party.
So yeah, that was the big news over the weekend.
And the audio that you have very little of
is cut number two. Also in the way of music, Axis TV, that's Mark Cuban's channel, did a Music Cares tribute to Paul McCartney yesterday.
What? I haven't heard from Cuban. He emailed me saying, hey, why don't you try out this new app that I guess he owns.
Yeah, the Cyberdust.
And then I'll come on and talk about it. Well, of course you will. You won't come on for any other reason.
Yeah.
Like when the whole thing was going on with the, was it the FTC?
Mm-hmm.
Federal Trade Commission?
Yep.
Who defended him?
SEC, actually.
Thank you. Who said he was too smart to pull a boneheaded move?
You said that. You had his back.
And then I emailed him about something else, and I said, all right, we plugged your cyber duster thing or whatever the hell it is. You want to come on now? I haven't heard from him. The only reason remember that's his email is has AXS or whatever that is in it.
Yeah, that's a channel that that he's got. And yesterday they were doing a tribute to Paul McCartney on the Music Cares. Some of the performers were Alicia Keys, Coldplay, Dave Grohl, Neil Young, and Crazy Horse. Here you have Neil Young and Crazy Horse covering I Saw Her Standing There by the Beatles.
Who told him he could sing?
I don't know. And this actually sounds like, if you didn't know that was Neil Young's voice, you would just think it was some bad karaoke. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, they let that guy
sing. You should have played it and went, all right, guess who this is?
Well,
the karaoke.
Good point.
First of all, it's too slow, and he can't sing.
God, that would be perfect for Gitmo.
I'll talk.
How many terrorist groups do you have? How many cells? I don't know anything. And you can waterboard me all you want.
And we've moved past that.
Well, you can't beat me or anything. That's against the Geneva Convention or whatever.
Yeah, we normally just sidestep those anyway, but we got a new method. This is proven.
74 in Indonesia that we've hidden. And there's a big rally tomorrow afternoon at 4:20. Please.
Send this. I need to get on the horn to all the black sites around the world.
Why pick a song where you can't hit the high notes?
Why even get on stage in the first place?
Yeah, why sing? Why be a musician? He may be a good writer, I don't know.
Really? I don't know why, but it seems like whenever these tribute shows happen and they have other bands come on and play whoever's music is being honored, as the honoree, wouldn't you sit there and just be like, please make them stop. This is not, I don't feel like I'm being tributed. This feels like more of a disgrace. This feels like you're making fun of me.
Yeah. I sing that better.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Who is that old woman singing my song?
Man, menopause hit that bitch hard. Even Elvis didn't have sideburns like that. Fair and Young. Is that Fair and Young's grandmother?
Man, if there was a menopause tree. That's, oof.
And maybe that's why he, I don't know how long he was with Crosby, Stills, and Nash. But when you got three other guys that can sing,
mm-hmm.
I mean, his Maybe he wrote some of the Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young songs, and that's why they let him hang around. And then after a while, they went, you've written enough.
We'd like to thank you for your contributions.
Off you go.
And wish you well in your next endeavor.
What was that? Was it Old Man? Is that one of his songs?
Yes.
Old Man. Yes, stop singing.
That's it.
He didn't do Horse with No Name. I think that was America.
I think you're right. Alfie's nodding yes as well.
Okay.
All right, good. I feel better.
That was a nasally song, too. Certainly not as bad as anything else Neil Young has done.
Mm-mm.
But then again, he's famous, he's rich, and he's dating Daryl Hannah.
Woo.
Fudge.
You can just imagine, because they're both just major, major hippies. You can just know that they're somewhere in some sort of like one of those hallucinating teepees in the desert somewhere, just comparing cans.
Can you fathom what it's like to have him crawl on top of you? It's like getting at a petting zoo.
It's too real, too real.
I was raped by an alpaca. And I think it was more than one.
Oof.
Is that possible? And what do they call a collective group of alpacas? Is the obvious doesn't make any sense. Or it sounds stupid. Hey, man, give me a pack of alpacas.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a conglomerate.
Clump.
Yeah, it's a clump of alpacas.
Amalgamation.
That's even better.
Yeah. Okay,
alliteration.
Good.
I like it. And then if you are interested in what Mr. T is up to career-wise, cut number one, he's got a new show. I'll let him explain it to you.
Hello, I'm Mr. T. I want you to join me on DIY Network on my new show, I Pity the Tool, where I'm going...
Oh, freak. Really?
Yeah.
Where did they cut this promo?
It sounds like in a bathroom. Maybe they're remodeling it.
So you didn't see the video, just heard it?
Just heard it, yes.
Because it sounds like one of those people sitting in front of their webcam when they're doing their webcast.
Hello, I'm Mr. T. I want you to join me on DIY Network on my new show, I Pity the Tool, where I'm going back to Chicago to help families reestablish themselves, fix up their home. I'm going to be smashing, bashing, knocking down things, tearing down things. Then I'm going to build it up. Helping families to rebuild their homes.
Sound like he shot this promo himself.
It really does. I guess this is sort of the new thing is having celebrities do instructional shows. Because now that you've got Mr. T doing I Pity the Tool, Vanilla Ice sort of started this trend a few years ago, and he's when they started airing his TV show, it was whatever it was called, but where he's overseeing a house remodel or something, and then it's a reality show. There's even one I saw the other day, The Shatner Project. I saw it on my guide, where he's overseeing a kitchen remodel in his home in California.
But he's not doing anything.
He's overseeing it. No, it's not like... It's
his house. It's like most people oversee the remodeling in their home.
Right. But this is Shatner. I know. And then Tiffany Amber Thiessen, who's now just Tiffany Thiessen from Saved by the Bell, she's now got a cooking show on Cooking Channel.
Can they not get jobs?
Some of them have current jobs. But I guess they just their approach with these certain projects, and someone like Shatner, it actually makes sense because it's well established, as you've told us, Russ. He loves the camera, loves to be in front of one doing whatever. And
well, I didn't tell you that. That came from George Takei, and I think Takei's the only one that we've had on recently.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones that I've talked to, you guys weren't around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my.
Yeah.
And all of them were pissed off because they said he always tried to hog the camera in Star Trek. Well, if it weren't for Shatner, nobody would know who you guys are. So let him hog the camera. You never heard Nimoy bitch about it.
Well, that's because he had the most interesting character anyway, even though that I even read, I think it was actually today, that Shatner had taken some of the stuff that was meant for Spock's character and said, no, we need to make this for Captain Kirk. Otherwise, Captain Kirk's just going to seem like the muscle, an idiot, and Spock's going to be the, you know, everyone's favorite and the smart one.
Well, but there was always, maybe Shatner was right, because I never watched an episode where there wasn't some type of balance. Spock would say, all right, this is the logical thing to do. And then sometimes Shatner goes, you got to go with your gut.
Mm-hmm.
Now sit down, points.
So anyway, for Shatner or someone like that, it makes sense. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm a celebrity. I'm going to redo a kitchen. Why don't I call, you know, why don't I make it into a reality show? Another way to make some money on it.
And get it for free.
Exactly.
Yeah, people suggest to me, hey, if you're going to have the engine in the Batmobile replaced, send it over to the Gas Monkey Garage.
That's actually a good idea.
That's also a venue, though, right?
Yeah, it's separate. Just the same person who does the Gas Monkey Garage reality TV show. Also, he's like the figurehead for the Gas Monkey Grill and Gas Monkey Live.
Okay. But there really is a Gas Monkey Garage that's
yes.
not a concert venue.
Yes.
Okay.
They actually do work on cars and everything else.
They suggested that. Maybe, what channel is this show on?
I don't know. It's called Fast and Loud.
All right. It's on cable.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, you can get some publicity for the car. I don't need any publicity for the car. It's a Batmobile.
Right.
Plus, I really don't want it on television.
It really is weird because you have these standout vehicles, but then while you want to drive them around and be like, hey, this is cool. Look at my car. You don't want to really publicize them. It's odd for most people because they expect that you would want that.
Well, it's if I can make money for the foundation, I will. Mm-hmm. Take it out, let people take pictures. But just with all the lawsuits, DC Comics, you know, Mark told the builder of my Batmobile, he had to stop building them. So I think you have to go through a builder that DC Comics has licensed. And I find that really hard to believe that they would license a Batmobile. Because these cars are built on anything that's the right wheelbase. I think 119-inch
mm-hmm.
wheelbase is what you need for the Batmobile body to fit over the car.
Okay.
So that's why the 78 Lincolns were popular for that, for the replicas. But these Batmobiles haven't been crash tested.
Okay, maybe that kind of goes to where I was thinking, which is if you get a DC licensed Batmobile and something goes wrong with it, you get hurt. Isn't DC then just opened itself up for
lawsuits?
That's why
I'm surprised that they would license anything.
Yeah. You would think, so, you know, because you know, big companies, they have lawyers on retainer. Usually some just flat out in-house. Someone would have said, hey, memo, maybe not do this.
Or the waiver's got to be really thick.
Mm-hmm.
No warranty, as is. If you die, you die.
Mm-hmm.
This car has not been crash tested.
And you may not fight crime in this vehicle. If you do, it nulls the warranty.
And also selling cars with rotating red lights. Most municipalities frown on that.
They do.
I get away with having mine. Because Dan and I are volunteer firefighters.
That's right.
In a place.
That we can't remember the name of. We had a thing, though, at one point.
We got cards.
Yeah, that,
we got,
those.
We got ID. I carry that in the Batmobile.
Where the hell did I put mine?
Was it Maybank?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Say River something. Not River Oaks. River.
Briar Oaks.
Briar Oaks. That's it.
Yeah, that was it. Mm-hmm. Briar Oaks. Had a t-shirt for a while. Don't know what happened to it, but I had it. Had my name on it and everything.
You still got the ID? Well, you don't have a rotating red light, so.
Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to get out of my way when I'm, you know, in hot pursuit of a Kia.
In a Kia, yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to buy that.
It's okay, darling.
Sorry, darling. I'm a volunteer firefighter.
I think if I had the biggest rotating light possible and slapped it on top of a Kia, no one's going to believe that.
And that pizza delivery guy's in a hurry. Hold on, before we need a break.
Now.
Okay. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
401. This is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Let's check on traffic. Alfie Coyes and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Subway. Let's get started off in Dallas. Eastbound I-30, right at I-35, right there in the Mixmaster. Got an accident blocking the left shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Fort Worth Avenue. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at Montfort. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the center lane. Traffic there is jacked up all the way back from Lunar Road. Still in Dallas, northbound 75, right at Carruth Haven. Got an accident involving an 18-wheeler blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up all the way back from Woodall Rogers. In Plano now, northbound 75, just before Spring Creek, got an accident blocking the HOV lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Park Boulevard. Finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Long Avenue, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is jacked up back from the Fort Worth Mixmaster. BFD 2015 is May 31st at the JAXA Energy Pavilion. Hit up KEGL.com for the full lineup. And that's that. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. The skies will be clear tonight, a low of 56. Tomorrow, more sunshine and a high of 82. Right now, 74 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I was passing a listener. They were getting on an elevator, going down. I was going up. They recognized me, and I could tell they wanted to talk. And normally I will.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to put Rocco to sleep today. And I couldn't. And I could tell he was really excited, and I owe him an apology. I just don't know his name. First, and you don't want to tell somebody, hey, can't talk to you. My dog died.
Right. First of all, I'm sorry to hear about Rocco. Mm-hmm. But did the listener, did he say something to you, or he just looked like you wanted
no,
to?
No, he goes, hey, you're Russ Martin. I listen every day.
And what'd you say?
Said, I appreciate it. Thank you. I can't walk. Normally, I'll stop
right.
and visit with him. But I just.
The way you described, he made it sound like he said, hey, you're Russ Martin. And then you just flipped him off.
No.
Okay.
I mean, he got out. He works somehow with the Dallas Constable's office.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, I got nothing on me. I said, I appreciate you listening. But you could tell it was kind of a blow off. Because I really hadn't made the call yet to the vet to make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any phone calls. I'm not looking for any pity. It's just.
You were distracted in that moment. You weren't necessarily ready. It's like, okay. And for whatever reason, you don't think about hopping on the elevator and be like, oh, hi. I know you.
I think the hardest thing with deciding with Rocco, first of all, it was time. I got home Friday night and he couldn't walk. And he stayed at the vet over the weekend and the vet called me today. And if they're crying, I knew it was a bad sign.
Yeah.
And so I just.
It's not nice that they were crying because for the reason, but it's nice that, you know, that they care that much.
Well, they saw him a lot. He was getting laser treatments on his hips for his arthritis. I didn't know he was 16.
Jeez.
I thought he was like 12, 13. But then again, he was a rescue dog that Mandy left with me.
Yeah.
And.
16 is amazing. For any dog.
Well, let alone, the other thing that was bad was everything else was fine.
Yeah.
His blood work was fine. His kidneys were starting to fail, but he was getting fluids every week for that. I think the hardest thing is, or the most irritating thing is, Mandy doesn't care. But I'm all right. I'll drink. That always makes it better.
It does in the moment. I don't care what anyone says. I don't know if someone out there is, you know, like they're probably one of those AA sponsors and be like, no, that's only going to make things worse. Not in the moment. In the moment, it feels damn good.
Sometimes it helps. Sometimes it doesn't. If you're trying to get over a breakup, it don't help.
No. Mm-hmm. Now, because then when you start drinking, then you get ideas.
I miss her so much.
Maybe she's rethought it. Maybe I'll call her.
Hello?
What are you doing?
Now's not a good time. I'm getting it up the ass.
Does that mean it's over?
You want to talk to my boyfriend?
I guess it's over. Can you at least think about me while he's banging you?
Well, I will now.
Can you at least change your Facebook status to something other than it's complicated? Because right now it seems pretty clear cut.
So I'm not even gonna bother telling her. I doubt anybody her family listens anymore.
I bet they do.
Well, Rocco's dead.
There. And it's her fault.
No?
Just trying to get a little jab in there.
Well, I don't know how to blame her. I mean, he had a better chance.
Much better situation to be with you than to go with her. Because just on the things you just said that you've been doing for Rocco and having the vet do for Rocco is way more than most people do. Because do you occasionally, have you ever, when you sign into Facebook, do you ever scroll through your news feed to see what people are posting?
No.
Okay. I'll occasionally do that, and then usually I'll be then reminded not to do that, because it's usually inflammatory stuff that'll make you mad, but then other stuff is just sad. People posting about someone passing away, people posting about their pet having to take them to the vet and put them down, all these things. Like, God, did anyone do anything happy over the weekend? Most of it's doom and gloom. The president's trying to kill us. I had to put the dog down. I can't get the stars and bars on my license plate. It's just caustic stuff.
How's the South going to rise again if they won't let us have our own plates?
That's right. But it is just sad when I see, like, there was one listener I noticed last week. She had a couple of posts. She had all week before she had to put her dog down. So she was doing one of those bucket list things for her dog all week and was making sure he's going to get every possible thing that dog she thinks could ever have wanted to do. They were going to do it.
I couldn't stretch it out. Especially after he showed no signs of improvement. And now I'm doing exactly what you said you hate on Facebook, is people talking about their dead dogs.
No.
I'm doing it as I needed to apologize to the listener, because I'll normally stop.
Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't like people doing it. It's just that when you have 5,000 friends on Facebook, it becomes overwhelming.
And it's just a pisser that her original owner doesn't care. And I had to watch him deteriorate. Oh, well.
I had an ex that kept a cat I had when we broke up. And I was pissed that she kept the cat, but ultimately, she was right. She was in a better position to take care of the cat than I was at the time. And when she eventually passed away, she let me know, and I told her I appreciated it and everything.
Who passed away, the girlfriend or the cat?
Oh, the cat.
Oh.
No, she didn't pass away, and the cat emailed.
Mommy dead.
I knew you could talk.
I made it look like a suicide.
Avi, what's line one?
He says he's the guy in the elevator.
Dustin. Is it Dustin?
Yes, sir.
Would you say you worked with or for?
I'm with Tarrant County Consul's office at the Reserve.
Okay.
So.
Well, then I apologize for today.
Oh, no problem. I just want to shake your hand and say thanks for being so pro police and fire.
I felt bad, but there was no way that I was going to be able to hold it together, and I had other things on my mind.
Oh, I understand.
But I apologize.
No problem. I've told everybody if I ever met you, I just want to shake your hand and say thank you. And like you were in a hurry and kind of.
Yeah, that's off, so. Well, I'm glad you heard the show. Finally met him. What a stick.
That's kind of funny because that's exactly what my girlfriend said.
Well, apologize to her as well.
She's like, that's one of your heroes, and he wouldn't even shake your hand? I said, well, must have been a bad day or something.
Well, at least we got to visit on the air.
Well, maybe if I ever meet you again, I'll shake your hand next time.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, boss.
Bye.
Okay. All right, at least that's handled. Anybody into voodoo or anything? If I made a Mandy voodoo doll?
I say we give it a shot. I don't think you have to be an expert in those things.
If I'm going to hell, what difference does it make what I do while I'm here?
Stick a couple pins in a cushion. I don't see anything wrong with it. I think most of it has to do with faith anyway.
Don't you have to get some of their hair or something like that?
I'm sure you still got some in that house. All you got to do is, you know, find some place that, you know, she did things in the house, which was everywhere. There are remnants of her there, I'm sure.
Well, I want to make it sure it's her hair and not accidentally have something happen to the previous owners.
Sorry.
I know you're supposed to let that stuff go, but...
Sometimes they actually say it's good to sort of purge that type of stuff.
With voodoo?
Or whatever.
What about Wiccan? Do they cast spells? Or are they good witches?
I think Wiccans can cast spells. And we know a couple good Wiccans.
Well, the one that I know, she said, nah, that's not really our style.
See, they say that. But,
negativity.
And she's right, but I think most of it has to do with PR. Because Wiccan, witches, you know, the PR for witches is not the best. So it's important for them to say, we're not, you know, scary freaks with, you know, ugly and monster looking and trying to cook children. It's important that they put out good vibes. But I guarantee
but
you.
But why pick the name Wiccan? Because you're really only a couple of letters off from wicked.
That's true. That's why I think it's probably got a dark, seedy underbelly.
Well,
we can get you a book on the dark arts. Because that's how every horror movie seems to start doesn't mean it'll be bad for us.
I don't want to be having to carry a book around saying clop to
Verata Nictu. Perfect. You nailed it. We're ready to go to battle.
What is it? Klaatu?
Klaatu, Verata,
Nictu. Oh, no, no, no. There, I said it. So
someone just got in a wreck. I'm pretty sure if I was driving, I would have driven off the road just then.
And I pulled the chicken ass route. I didn't. I just couldn't go. Let me put him down. It's gotten to a point. I used to be able to do it. And I always thought people that put their animals to sleep that weren't there, I thought that was chicken ass. And it just got to a point of I can't watch this anymore. It's the ultimate transference of going from something living to something dead.
Yeah. Everyone seems to they'll put a lot of pressure on someone, whether it's being there for when an animal is put down or, you know, you pull the plug on a family member.
See, I'd have no problem with that.
I know you wouldn't. Whereas
plug it back in.
Even for like at a funeral. Some people will give someone a hard time for not going to a funeral and paying their respects. But you know what? Sometimes people just aren't built for that.
I used to be. It just got to the point of it just so that had I gone today, I wouldn't have been able to come to work today.
Right.
But Gina, who... housekeeper, assistant, whatever. She spent more time with Rocco, and she said she'd go be with him.
And that's great. But I think the last couple of times, I wasn't in the room for it. I mean, I was there, but I've been in the room for one, and that was not obviously pleasant. The only good thing about that was the dog She had come out of surgery, so she was still under anesthesia. So it's not like you have to see it. But
last dog I had to put to sleep, held her, and as people came in the room, like Johnny showed up, bitch. I told her not to.
And she did.
And they're still following you with their eyes. So you know they're still cognizant. And it's like, I don't know why there's pain associated with not being able to tell them.
I think that's a large part of it. Because you can't tell
them. There's some satisfaction in telling one of your parents, hey, all that crap you did to me as a kid, that's why I'm kicking this cord out.
Mm-hmm.
But not all the way, where you get just a little bit of juice.
I put your cord in the middle of a crosswalk.
Somebody's going to trip over it. You just don't know when.
But you're right. It's not being able to explain it to them or, you know, share with them everything that's going on. But I think that is one of the hardest parts of it. That and this always pisses me off afterwards because you're already in an emotional state. Had to put your animal down, your best friend. And you probably spent a bunch of money leading up to it trying to avoid that. Then they kill your dog, and then they give you a bill for it. I love that. I would, you know what? Yes, I've spent $1,000 trying to keep this poor young, this poor thing alive, and you want an extra $50 to kill it.
But because I've dealt with this vet for a long time, I know what the associated costs are. Mm-hmm. So when I made the call today, they said, same as the last time? I went, yes. When I had Kahlua put to sleep.
Right.
So it was a quick call. I just had to, they make you talk to two different doctors just so they confirm that you're authorizing it.
Right.
That nobody misunderstood.
Yeah. Unlike some city shelters where they just, you know, they just can't do it fast enough.
Well, some of them don't have a choice. Mm-hmm. And I think, Alfie, get off the phone.
Yep.
I think you walked in while I was talking to the vet, weren't you?
Yeah.
Or so you could tell.
Yeah.
You what?
I came back and I told Chloe, I said, Chloe, man, I don't know.
I haven't cried yet. Why are you crying?
No, because I could tell that it was, I'm trying to say this without sounding as stupid as I possibly can.
Just say it.
What are you having, an epiphany?
No, well, it's the opposite of what I try and do normal. You could tell that it was weighing on you, and you could tell that that you were on the verge of tears, man. I'm sorry, but you were. And it's not like I'd hold it against you or anyone would hold it against you, but I'm surprised that you have the, I don't know, the strength or whatever to be here today.
Are you proud of me? Or do you think I'm heartless?
No, are you kidding?
No. Yeah, man. I'm a... talking to the vet on the phone, and I see Alfie, my peripheral. And at that moment, as soon as Alfie walked in, was when I was making the decision on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I just motioned to Alfie to come here. So I'm giving them all the instructions, and they hand me the Don Davis Bigfoot Fister.
What?
Attention, I didn't get a chance to cut it just because it was there was a lot of things going on. I went, yeah. That's what I'm on right now. I would have felt better had I had time to cut it.
Mm.
I have no idea what it says or if it's got any swear. Does it have any swears?
I think it might have one or two.
No. Attention all butt fetish weirdos. Are you still hunting for an abominable ass-assaulting pleasure system?
Oh, no.
Well, look no further. From the good people who brought you the Dendo, PLD Inc. is proud to announce the Don Davis Bigfoot Fister.
Oh, my God.
Can experience the pleasure of Bigfoot fisted by a mythical ape-like woodland creature. Who also programs rock stations. Molded from Don Davis's freakishly large and human feet, the Don Davis Bigfoot Fister is a 50-pound military-grade turret-mounted kick-you-in-the-ass butt-buster.
Oh my God, that is horrific. Wait a second. He got us the liner from Rob Zombie for the foundation.
Well, they didn't know that.
Oh, just saying.
Don Davis, Bigfoot Fist. All right, I'll cut it for tomorrow. It's like we don't give that man enough grief.
No kidding. Unless this is their...
No, I was serious. We don't give him enough grief.
Oh. I don't know how he puts up with this. Wait. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I remembered what it is.
R. Batron.
Mm-hmm.
/ Nielsen.
Someone sent me a link to a voodoo doll.
Will it work?
I don't know. It's on eBay. It's for $6.95. The Voodoo Doll Power Revenge, in all caps, Hurt Force Curse K4 New Orleans Bayou Spell.
That's what I need. I need me a good Cajun. Although it's not really a sign of having the Jesus in your heart if you're wishing unhappy things on people.
Well, that... Well, you're.
I don't mean bad. I just mean
unfortunate things.
Uncomfortable. Maybe like cramps for 20 years.
Ooh.
Or like just at the times to where she might be having a good time doing something. All of a sudden,
cramps. Cramps. Bad cramps. Like cramps everywhere. Period. Heavy flow, bad flow, tsunami flow.
Oh. So bad that Larry Mowry at 11's got to issue an alert and pull out his handheld iPad.
All right, this is the first red tsunami I've ever seen.
It's so bad the NBC5 Thunder truck got swept away in it.
We had to send out the NBC5 Thunder tampon. Our radars detected some type of flash blood heading towards Dallas-Fort Worth.
See, this is good. This is good. Yeah. Get it out.
I don't know how somebody turns loose of their dogs. But that's me. Everybody has their own mentality.
Especially with no asking, how they're doing or anything like that.
Gave her the option to come visit Kahlua, Rocco, and so I said, I don't have to be home. There's always, just sync it up with a housekeeper, come in, visit, play with them, whatever.
No.
It's like once she left, they were mine. Yours. Sorry. Estranged. Estranged. I don't know how you cut the emotional ties.
I don't either. I think it's just one of those she just sees it as, if she sees it this way, is, you know what, they're better off with him. But
when I called her and told her that Kahlua had terminal cancer, which didn't turn out to be, but Kahlua did eventually die, when I called and told her, Kahlua's really sick, she's probably going to be gone in a few weeks.
Well, we knew that it was going to happen.
Okay, sorry to bother you.
Well, she's old.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, I'm sorry to bother you. So, do you want to know when she's dead, the day she's going to die? Do you want anything? Or how about I just text you?
Well, now you're being mean.
Yeah?
Yeah, for a good reason. Because, now you're just being mean. It's amazing how you called her to tell her about her dying dog, and she managed to play the victim.
With no emotion whatsoever.
God, I hate bitches.
I can see her not liking me because I didn't let her keep the Corvette.
I can see her loving the crap out of you for keeping the ring.
I deserve the ring.
Oh.
No. You came to claim domestic abuse. And not only recanted, filed a complaint against South Lake PD, signed affidavit, saying that's not why she went in. That's why there's no 911 call. But he hit me. I kicked her out.
Yes.
I wouldn't have had it with you. Take the Corvette. If I never hear from you again, we're even. Problem is, she didn't hold up to the agreement.
She had the car and the ring.
Uh-huh. And
that's a good deal.
Left me with I'm not complaining about the bills. I've never said anything about what I paid to keep the dogs alive. But it's been
a lot.
It's probably close to, is it petty to say?
No, actually, no, I don't think it is.
Not in this instance.
Because I think also some people are going to be astounded because I have a ballpark figure. I'll write it down just to see.
Okay.
This is just for Rocco?
Rocco and Kahlua. Those were her two dogs. The other dogs that I have, we got together.
Okay.
So she's out on those. Probably about $40,000.
I was low.
Hello.
By half.
That's a good guess, though. And I could be... There are bills that I told bills with Rocco of him having to go, and I'm going to stop because this is the Facebook. Here's what bad happened to me over the weekend. I just, first of all, wanted to apologize to Dustin because I didn't stop and talk to him, and now his bitch is mad at me.
Maybe not call her bitch. Maybe say his nice young woman.
That's your hero? What? He's not a hero. He's a hoe.
Well, she should feel like crap now.
Well, but she didn't know.
Well, still.
And I almost stopped and went, I can't. If I stop and I talk to anybody, I'm going to break down. And they're going to go, well, you don't have to be that appreciative of me saying I listen every day.
Hey, Russ, I was really excited to meet you. I'm your biggest fan. I just want to shake your hand. Oh, my God. Get off me, you creep. Oh, my God. Russ Martin's a freak.
And it's nothing to anybody else. You can empathize, but you don't really care. If somebody goes, well, I had to put my dog to sleep today. If I see it on Facebook, whatever, if I happen to, I don't care. Ain't my dog. Don't care.
I care. I don't mean just because I don't mean yours.
I feel bad for him. Maybe it's more of a sense of, thank God it wasn't my dog.
It makes you, it's the unfortunate thing of death is that whatever leaves, and you if you have it, then you're supposed to be appreciative that you still have yours.
Yeah, I know. I read the, do all dogs go to heaven, don't they, or whatever the poem is. And Chloe said he heard that when you weren't on the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I read the poem, and he said wherever he was going, he turned around and went home and hugged his cat.
That thing will make you do that.
Yeah, but you realize it's dogs go to heaven. Cats don't go to heaven.
Yes, they do.
No, cats are heads.
No, they might be, but they still...
Oh, you know there's a special cat hell.
But that's just how cats are. I mean, they're not necessarily bad. They're just different.
You know, if cats could talk and they could communicate, all of them would be atheists. Because they're all egotistical. If they had opposing thumbs, they'd already smothered you in your sleep with a pillow.
All right, that may be true.
That part's true.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
There'd be a different president right now. they're opposing thumbs right now.
Who's the president? Top Cat. Well, I know, but well, what's his name? It's Top Cat. But it's in a trash can.
Wait till you hear who his driver is.
Oh, no, Toontes.
Hope you got a good vice president.
Oh, no, it's Biden. We need a break?
Yes.
Okay. I apologize for the down segment, and I apologize to you, Tevin. Dustin, we'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:39, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ Eagle. Traffic brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. A whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Long Avenue. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Rosedale Street. Also in Fort Worth, southbound 35W just before Long Avenue. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from north of Bay 20. Move into Plano, eastbound on the Bush, right at 75. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back from Custer Road. Also in Plano, northbound 75 just before Spring Creek. Got an accident there blocking the right shoulder now. Was in the HOV lane. Traffic there still jacked up back from Park Boulevard. And finally, in Dallas, westbound I-20 right at Houston School Road. Road construction there has the two right lanes shut down. Traffic is backed up. Back from Bonnie View. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Firestone. Complete auto care. Clear skies this evening, 56 for a low. Then tomorrow, the skies remain clear, which means lots of sunshine, which is a nice change over the past month, and a high of 82. Right now, 77 at 97, won the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Yeah, if we add this to the White Trash Party, the set list, and we really should, we're going to do a White Trash Party every year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised it took us this long to add country.
Yeah, especially like something like this, kind of rockabilly-ish. It's not that, you know, it's not the twangy Hank Sr. crap.
I looked at the lyrics, and the great thing is, first of all, this will be a duet with you and me, Dan.
Oh, boy.
Great thing is, if you're drunk, you can make up lyrics, and they're easy to come up with it.
It's funny you said if. How many White Trash parties have you been a part of?
All of them.
Okay. And how many of them were you sober?
One.
Exactly.
But with this, it's like, I forgot the lyrics all night. If you think I'm drunk, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to come up with something on the fly.
6 days
on
the
road and I'm going to make it home tonight. Guess as long as you get the chorus, who cares?
Yeah, because that's the part everyone's going to be singing along to. Mm-hmm. Everything in between is just like, okay, yeah, verse, lyrics, okay, lyrics. 6 days on the road.
So, and it's easy to play, like 3, 4, maybe 5 chords.
Nice.
Solo, hand to Terry White, our new steel guitar player.
Which is still funny to say.
We got a brass section. We got keyboards. We got synthesizers. We got cowbell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've got a lead guitarist. We've got me.
Chloe, would Russ technically be rhythm guitar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, the rhythm guitar, they can play some leads every once in a while, and mm-hmm. Russ does.
I don't know what they are, but he says I do.
Hey, take it. Take it and run.
Yes, you have. You have played solos. You can play solos.
No. You don't count like Hawaii 5-0. That's not a solo.
Is anyone else playing guitar at the time?
No.
I count that as a solo.
Well, I also have a 12-piece brass section behind me.
You know,
all we're missing is a wind section.
Oh.
There they are.
Yes. Plus with the White Trash Party, you know, doing them annually.
There's a difference between wind and brass, right?
Yes.
I don't know what it is, but there's a difference. We need strings.
I think it's materials.
We need materials?
No, I think the difference between the two is materials.
Yeah, woodwinds use like a reed.
Also, just the wood.
Oh.
Versus the brass.
Yeah, well, some brass like use a reed, just a different kind of reed.
But they always use wind.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why you differentiate.
It's just a technical thing. You could still call them the same thing.
Good. Alvy, line two is what?
She says she has studied Wiccan stuff.
Okay. Is it pseudoephedrine?
No, it's euphrosyne.
What is it?
Euphrosyne.
Okay. Yes, euphrosyne.
So here's the thing, Russ. I love you. You've provided a lot of laughter in my life. So I would just like to caution you in a friendly way about casting a hex using a voodoo doll, because it's a real basic tenet of the Wiccan faith that whatever you put out energy, whether it be positive or negative, it will come back to you threefold.
How they decided it was going to be threefold? And what research? Where are the stats? Where are the actuarial charts?
There isn't an actuarial chart.
Why do you know it's threefold?
Well, that is what Wiccan tradition holds.
Why not a thousandfold?
Well, I would just hate for something to happen to you.
I just don't get where you get the threefold.
I've actually heard
that before.
Well,
no, it's Wiccan tradition. You can Google it. It's called the threefold rule.
No, I believe that's a tradition. I'm just curious how they came up with that.
I do not know. I do not know.
But should we make it three or should we make it several?
Ooh, several is pretty vague.
No, several is seven.
Well, I know we established that, but I don't know if the Wiccans knew it.
Well, Dan was on the right thing that when Wiccans talk to the public, they're very clear to say they will never do anything. But another traditional thing is a witch that cannot heal, that cannot hex, cannot heal. So there is a duality there. So, Dan, you were right on the money.
Wow. I was tripped over that.
I have no idea what you said.
I'm not entirely sure either.
are you saying the Wiccan is like a cleaner version of witches?
There's all sorts of traditions. In the Italian Striga tradition, they would soon hex you as look at you. So in that tradition, hexes are pretty acceptable. In the more modern interpretations, not so much.
Would it be possible for Russ to just say, to find a Wiccan or even a warlock and say, hey, I got this chick. And then they put the hex out. And then Russ kind of skirts on the threefold thing.
It's like we do with Gitmo.
Yeah. We'll have Russ outsource his hex.
You know what would probably be the best thing? When they teach you about spell casting, so you don't want evil things to happen to somebody else, but you could always send out a spell or intention or whatever you want to call it, that they go be happy far, far, far away from you. Now, that would be acceptable because you want them to be happy, but you don't want them in your life anymore.
Why would I want them to be happy?
Because deep down, Russ, because I've listened to you for a long time, you actually are a good person.
I can be a good person and hate someone.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. But I just wanted to put that out there because I would hate for something to happen to you.
Like what could happen?
Spells can often have unintended consequences. So you don't want to be wishing bodily harm on someone.
Say bodily harm. I just said bodily discomfort.
Well, that's kind of the same. You know, wishing her a menstrual period like a tsunami, kind of not such a good thing.
Yeah, but it sure sounds funny to say.
It was kind of fun to say. I got to admit, that was fun to say.
So even wishing somebody some type of menstrual tsunami is bad?
You know what? There could be some ugly repercussions there because karma.
What else is going to happen to me? I would trade off if I could. My hand to my God. If my animals never had to die, I would have a period every month.
There is no magic for that.
I know. That's why it was an easy promise to make.
Yeah.
But there are times when you put an animal down, you go, if I don't do it now, since I'm old. But when I was younger, it's like, if you make a deal with God, take 5 years from me, give it to the dog.
Yep.
I'd do it without hesitation, without any empty promises. But now, 5 years is a long time for me. But I would. I'd swap places with my animal. I swear to Christ, Jesus. Buddha, Allah Akbar, Buddha.
There you go. Let's see what else you got.
Vishnu.
Yeah, Vishnu's good.
Who's Vishnu?
Hindu.
Yeah.
It's one of the 287, but kind of the main one.
287 what?
287 gods.
Oh, I thought you meant like the VFW post.
Vishnu number 287. In smoke we trust.
You should come here on Bengal night.
I had heard the thing though about the threefold thing.
I don't want
back.
Anything bad to happen to her. I just like for somebody to have some type of remorse or pain and share it along with me, as opposed to me going home tonight and sitting there by myself with the person that's responsible for me having the dog. Couldn't care less. And goes off, fine. Had no problem that we split up. And maybe karma's kind of getting her already. According to friends that know her, I had no clue about any of this. She married some big, fat, bald-headed guy and had a kid. Well, I'm sure that kid is just going to be a model.
And you don't mean citizen. You mean runway.
Yeah. Especially if it's a little boy. Why do you marry somebody that's bald?
Babies are bald.
I know, but babies grow hair.
Well,
bald
yeah.
guys don't grow hair. Not on their head, which you know that means their back has to be watered and there's no fires around. You just be careful.
Yeah, it's like a chia human.
Chia back.
Yes, that's what that is. My God, how do you get it to grow so vibrantly?
Do you use a lawnmower? Or what do you use to trim that? Because I don't even think laser would take that off.
Mm-mm. I use a combination weed whacker, edger. Black and Decker.
Zero grade sandpaper. Zero grade is actually a piece of paper with a rock glued to it.
With razor blades.
I just hated that I had to make the decision on my own.
It's a mix between of the emotion and also, you know, just sort of the anger of the responsibility falling on you.
Well,
you
and it was, am I being lazy? Because I asked him, I went, is... You guys have had him all weekend. Will anything change by tomorrow? They said, we can't cure the arthritis. We can just make him comfortable.
Right.
I went, okay, well, I make the call today or tomorrow. At that point, I was being selfish.
Because?
I'm making the call today.
Gotcha.
As opposed to going home and thinking about it. You know, is there... Possibly anything. Get him a wheelchair. I'm not kidding.
No, I know.
I think the arthritis was mostly in his hind legs. I've seen dogs in wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
Seen dogs walk on their front legs.
Absolutely. But those dogs are also not 16 years old. With other,
I understand. I just the age. You can't ever use that.
Well, I'm just saying the age because
you can't. Well, he lived a full life.
Well.
Yeah,
but his organs were failing. That's what I mean when I point out the age.
His organs weren't failing.
Well, I thought that was part of it.
It's all the standard functions
mm-hmm.
was working. They were having to do fluids every week because his kidneys were getting iffy.
Right.
But going every week, he was fine.
Gotcha.
It was just odd to come home Friday. I saw him Friday morning. He could walk. Friday night, he couldn't walk. And then he never walked again. I'm done. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. We've all been there.
So nobody else can feel my pain. Nobody knows. It'll be okay. I'm sure the Beagle will have something special planned for tonight. I know you're down. I made lasagna.
And also a take over the world plan.
It's a special make you puke lasagna.
Yes.
So we can enjoy some later. And I looked this up online while you were gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I do as a beagle. I made you a Mandy voodoo doll.
And wouldn't you know it, I found some of her hair. It was lining my stomach.
No, if this is just between us, between you, me the beagle,
mm-hmm.
the chewini,
yes,
and the deaf cocker who can't hear what I'm saying.
I ain't going to tell anybody.
I burned Mandy's car down. Actually, I bombed it.
Wow.
I put on my goggles, got on my doghouse.
Stop it.
Had a run-in with the Red Baron, and then bombed her car, and was able to make it back home.
And make this...
fabulous lasagna.
Vomit-inducing lasagna. Just because you're sad doesn't mean the rest of us should have to be.
Beagles understand we're close to being humans. I found time to do it just for you. And then on weekends, I am underdog.
Of course you are.
Wasn't underdog a beagle?
Underdog, I believe, was a beagle.
Okay. That beagle's a smart bitch.
Well, you had to turn your...
all the doorknobs sideways because she kept opening everything. The only one I was really concerned about was... where's she going into? The pantry. I had to turn all the doorknobs up so she couldn't get in because they're all, you know, they're not round.
They're the levers.
Lever, right. She just opened the door and going like she was shot. Walked past you like... it was like, you're in my way. I'm at Walmart. Move. I'm surprised you didn't pass me on a weasel or a rascal. Or the bitch may know how to ride a weasel.
It's going to be awkward you walk in on that.
I have saddled up the weasel.
Stops in the foyer, looks at you and says, what?
Hi-yah!
Her reins in one hand and a basket in the other.
You don't want to mess with me. I'm a beagle. I ride honey badgers on the weekend. We call it honey badger rodeo. Okay. That was the other reason I went ahead and came to work today. For some reason, if I get in the studio, there's some type of shield. I don't know what it is.
Well, if nothing else, it's a bit of a distraction.
That's a distraction also. It's for you guys. I can tell you the story, and you can act like you care, and I believe it.
We do care.
Well, you care about me.
We also care about...
You don't know Rocco. It's like when somebody dies, you...
I met Rocco a couple of times. He barked at me plenty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Jerk.
Man, he hated cops.
Oh, the irony.
Anytime Frank Rogers, when I lived in Southlake, he'd come over in uniform.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Only when he was in uniform, Rocco would bark at him nonstop.
And
Frank's going, I don't get it. Why? Well, what color is the dog?
Man, it stings. Whew.
I didn't choose the color of his fur. So what if it's black?
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
504. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-20, right at Houston School Road. Thank you, Russ. Road construction there has been cleared out. Traffic there is still jacked up back from Central Expressway. Also in Dallas, eastbound of the bush right at Frankfort Road, got an accident blocking the exit. Traffic's backed up back from Josie Lane. Moving to Richardson, northbound 75 right at Renner Road, got an accident blocking the left lane there. Traffic is backed up back from the High 5. In Duncanville, westbound I-20 right at Duncanville Road, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Marvin D. Love. And finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Long Avenue, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is completely stopped back from Allen Avenue. BFD 2015 is May 31st at the Jack Sandy Pavilion. For the full lineup and all the details, go to KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Pledge to pick up 10 pieces of trash every Tuesday. Pledge today at ReverseLitter.com.
I pledge not to litter.
Well, it's not just that. They want to reverse litter. So.
I understand that. And it's. I'm not trying to slam the campaign, but how about if you just do a campaign of, hey, don't f-ing litter. Don't throw the water.
Well, they've done that, but now they're taking it a step further.
I'm not mad at society just because I had to put my dog to sleep today.
Well.
But it's like. Damn it, pick up your own trash. Something you don't see a whole lot anymore is littering. I mean, when was the last time you saw somebody throw a wad of crap out of their window and then you see an Indian walking down the road crying?
Probably the 80s.
That'd be the 70s.
Was it that long? Well, that's when I remember it. I remember seeing it in the 80s. That and the guy threw a bag of fast food out the window. And then here came the P-54 Mustang plane.
Over the hill?
Yeah, or whatever it is.
Got him in the sack.
They're gonna locked and loaded.
They're going to shoot that man.
Damn, Texas has got airplanes.
I think they need to update those spots. Like, do the same thing.
Do it with an F-16.
That or like a pair of Apache helicopters over the hill. They just kind of float above. Just to see the whites of that dude's eyes. Yeah, that's going to be hot.
You really want to throw that out, Slick? Huh? We're also running radar.
All right, that was some true feeling right there.
I would.
Eagle weather brought to you by Subway tonight. Clear skies, 56 for a low. Sunny tomorrow, 82 for the high. Right now, 76. 97.1 the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Car. That's my new favorite bumper right now.
Okay. Chloe and I were talking about another Billy spots.
Yeah.
Spots for Billy the Kid to cut.
Oh, God.
I don't want to say because I don't want him to know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Did we start news yet?
We have not.
We'll do that.
Let's do it.
Okay. 5:09. Dan O'Malley is here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Monday, March 23rd, 2015. Birthdays today. Blogger Perez Hilton turns 37. Actress Michelle Monaghan turns 39. She's actually going to be in... Never mind, she was in Mission Impossible 3. I was wondering if she was in the new Mission Impossible movie, but no. Kerry Russell from The Americans is 39 as well. Former Dallas Maverick Jason Kidd is 42. Porn star Champagne is 45. She starred in 100 films, including Whoop, There She Is, Primal Rear, and Booty Talk 2, Spunky's Big Ass Party. John Wayne Bobbitt is 48. Richard Grieco turns 50. Catherine Keener, 56. Amanda Plummer is 58.
Who's Catherine Keener?
40-year-old virgin. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Okay. She played the love interest, the mom.
Oh. Actress.
Yes.
Got it.
And actress Amanda Plummer, daughter of Christopher, is 58. Shaka Khan is 62.
Who?
Shaka Khan.
Got it.
Rick Ocasek from The Cars is 66 today.
Nasty.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Imagine if he was hiding under your bed.
I knew there was something I forgot. We were talking about Mark Cuban earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And his Cyber Dust?
Cyber Dust, yeah, the app.
App. Him coming on and promoting it. He's also going to be in Sharknado 3.
That's right. He's playing the president.
I didn't know what he was playing. I knew he was going to be in it.
Yeah, he's playing the president in Sharknado 3.
A prominent role.
Yes, and his first lady is Ann Coulter.
Ugh. Really? So that's why I was pointing. That was the other thing I was going for. Is I'm surprised we haven't heard back from him. He sent me an email saying, "Got this Cyber Dust. Try it out. Let me know what you think. I'll come on. We can talk about it." Then I emailed him, and I also brought up the Sharknado 3. Still haven't heard from him. When is that supposed to be out? Because these Sharknado movies, the turnaround time is pretty quick.
It is quick. I'm not sure. I know it's this summer. I want to say it's June or July. Alfie?
It comes out this July.
Nailed it.
And I have no idea when they started shooting. Alfie, do you know if they still shoot on film, or is it all digitized and then converted to make it look like film?
For the majority of productions nowadays, it's digital. There's only a handful of directors that are still kind of hanging on to film.
The pan of... Panavision or whatever it's called?
Ari and Pana lenses. They still make the lenses and stuff, but one of the biggest film camera manufacturers completely stopped making film cameras like 2 years ago.
I get it. I mean, if you can take a movie and then send it off after the movie's been produced and send it off and have a 3D version made of it,
mm-hmm.
then obviously you can shoot digitally, and then, which I guess if you don't convert it, it would look like video. Alfie? Yeah.
The new film cameras, or sorry, the new digital cameras look pretty damn good right out of the camera, but they do a lot of...
There's no processing in post-production.
They do a lot of processing in post-production to make it look like...
Filmy.
Yeah, like a certain film stock.
Okay. But that's why directors stopped shooting 3D movies with the 3D cameras, which had dual lenses.
Mm-hmm.
About 2.5 inches apart was about the average distance of the human eye.
Gotcha.
Eyes. They just found out that it was easier just to have it done in post-production.
Yeah, than that, yeah.
Which feels like a cheat, but what do I care if I can't tell the difference as a consumer?
No, it doesn't matter. Yeah, because as long as the main thing, as long as the studio is still getting its money.
There's just something about 3D. That's why I'm glad that if you buy a Blu-ray, the movie's also in 3D. It comes with both, regular Blu-ray and the 3D Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't, I never watch movies that first go around in 3D. It's just too distracting.
I don't,
you got to watch it a few times in its normal version, and then you put on the glasses.
Do you like it?
It's interesting after you've seen the movie enough to go back and watch the little nuances of like an Iron Man. Only two of those?
Three.
Okay. Let's see. What was the one where the people were exploding? I think that was Iron Man 2.
Oh, were his drones and the guy wanting his bird?
No, that's three, isn't it?
No, that's two. When it had Mickey Rourke, that was two.
Okay, then possibly three.
Okay. Three was when he brought out his whole army of suits at the end.
Man, I got no clue where I am then. But anyway, it just after an explosion or a fire, all the embers coming down the sky would be in 3D with different focal lenses, focal distances and focus. Things like that you notice. But you don't want to see it the first go around because you want to focus on the movie.
Right.
The plot. Then you go back and watch it in 3D and go, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that is three, by the way. Yeah. Well, I understand what you're saying about the people blowing up. Yes, that's three.
Okay. Mickey Rourke was two?
Mickey Rourke was two, yes.
Is there a four?
No.
No four?
No four.
The rest of them are going to be the Avengers featuring Iron Man.
They'll be the Avengers, and then the next one that's not Avengers that Iron Man will be in will be Captain America 3, The Civil War.
Featuring Iron Man.
Pretty much.
I wonder if it's a pisser to make it to, how old is Downey, around 50?
Yes. I think, yeah, he's right around your age.
And new. And all of a sudden, now, you're dangerously close to being a billionaire. After everything he's gone through and being in prison and
the drugs, and then more drugs, and then
Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, I Pretty in Pink's one thing, but I like to remember him best when his younger days from Back to School.
And Air America, right? Wasn't he in that with Mel Gibson? Anyone?
I don't recall. It's been so. I'm pretty sure he was. It's been so long since I've seen that movie, though. But yeah.
Oh Jesus.
What? Well, you're looking at your phone.
It's from Officer Lonnie. He's just trying to be consoling.
Is he being consoling or is he not really helping? Oh, damn it. That's nice. I heard you talking about Mr. Personality, Sir Rocco. Sorry for your loss. But it's true. All dogs go to heaven. And it's a photo of...
Heaven.
Heaven.
We're at Hope. Every day is Peter Licking Day.
Oh, you know it is. And you're not there to tell him to stop it.
God's going, get on it. Lick all of it.
Gave it to you for a reason.
There's a whole place in heaven here full of burper. Drag your ass across it.
Where the clouds are made of Berber.
And all the cats are paralyzed.
And the squirrels.
are born with no legs. So in heaven, they're all easy to catch.
For my dog, Joel, it's going to be rabbits as well. God, he hates rabbits.
All the rabbits are in wheelchairs.
They've started coming up to the window of the house to mock him. Because they hear him barking and they just kind of hop towards him and be like, what? What's up?
We know what glass is. You bark through it all you want.
Uh-huh. I'm eating your carrots.
Pussy. Pussy dog. Look at me. I'm outside. I go anywhere I want.
Mm-hmm.
Up, down, tree, everywhere.
Everybody hoppity. Up and down the trail. I got to go. Bye, maggot. That's why I said I didn't want any phone calls. I don't want anything. I brought it up that I had to put Rocco down today because I wasn't rude to a listener, but I was short with a listener that I passed in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad he was listening. First of all, so he knew I didn't treat most people like that, but because his girlfriend went, man, that Joe Hero, he's a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be an argument they would have forever. Whoa, I still like him. Why would you like that? Couldn't even shake your hand. Now he gets to go home and take her nose and squiggle in it.
Mm.
You call my hero a hoe. He had put his dog down today. That's why he was short.
He still could have shook your hand, though.
Well, you can swallow all my right now. Swallow it. Like I'm thinking about taking a sh**. Swallow it all.
Ugh.
Have you a sumpkin? That's a combination of both.
Yeah, I figured. Ugh. Some parents are angry that a middle school student is back in class. They believe he's dangerous. The parents protested Monday morning outside Tidwell Middle School in Roanoke. A boy at the school allegedly posted stories online that referenced hurting and killing other students and sexually assaulting girls. The child's father said it was all a misunderstanding. He said his son...
He was talking about goats.
No, there's no goats.
He said females. He meant goats.
No, that's...
All right, how does he explain the misunderstanding?
He said his son is a good writer and writes frequently, but has no intention of hurting anyone.
Then you don't post it online, or if you post it, you post it with some type of qualifier of, hey, I'm writing this book about maybe thoughts of a mass murderer. I have no feelings like that. Or plus, why put it online? Then somebody could steal it, and if it was really good, steal it, put it in their own book.
That is possible. I'm not sure in what format that it was online.
Just one of the worst excuses, cover-ups I've heard. He's a really good writer. He likes to post stuff online.
Put it in a journal like old-fashioned mass murderers.
Yeah, why give anybody the heads up if you really have those plans? And he could have used that as an excuse.
Yeah.
He really didn't have any plans on doing it. Why else would he tell anybody?
He was evaluated and released before being allowed back in school. The Northwest Independent School District said student safety is a top priority. But legally, its hands are tied. The stories were not written at school or using school property. In a statement, the NISD said this is a police matter and is currently under investigation. To our knowledge, an arrest has not been made. Should any NISD student be arrested, the district would consider options available in the student handbook and code of conduct. Parents of other students at the school are upset that he wasn't expelled and that they weren't notified earlier in the investigation. And I saw, I would say about an hour ago, an update to the story was... I don't think it was all just stories, but these were therapeutic stories that he was writing in response to being bullied at school.
And who do those people normally turn into?
People that shoot up their school. Or commit suicide.
I don't understand why the school contends that their hands were tied.
Because
we can't do anything. He didn't do it with school property. What if he put it... But I'm going to kill every... He didn't do this. But
right.
I'm going to kill everybody I know and went out and signed it and just stapled it to telephone poles. Could the school do anything then?
No. I think without a... Unless... Again, I didn't see exactly what he said, but they're saying their hands were tied because it wasn't done on school property, wasn't done using school property. I don't know how... It works if you make a threat towards the school. If you don't make a threat towards the school.
Teachers can be fired if they post something using their own Facebook page or Twitter account and they're not using school facilities. How is it they get fired, based on something they tweeted,
mm-hmm.
but this kid can't be expelled based on something he did.
It's a different set of...
Short of the fact that you're an employee.
That's exactly
and,
it.
And we have a code of standards, so you just can't run around.
The kid has to go to school. The teacher does not have to teach. And
I would think that there would be some type of legal crossover. If you can terminate teachers based on this, then you can expel students based on that.
I think that's due to choice.
Or wanting to be sued or not sued. But let's say the school said, hey, our hands are tied. And then a kid someplace who had posted a bunch of ugly things online goes off on a shooting spree. Who's going to be the first in line to get sued?
Usually the place with money.
So I think I would take the cautious route. You know, why don't you just stay at home for a while? Meet with a therapist. Not just once or twice, but maybe for a couple of months.
Yeah. I saw the other day was a story about, you know, bullying in schools. And it, when I first started hearing about more of these stories, I thought, you know, who of us didn't have some sort of issue with a bully or being teased in school? But then I saw a couple of the comments that some of these kids were making to each other. This one group of students was telling one kid, if you don't kill yourself, we're going to kill your family. And that's when I realized that's a lot worse than what I grew up with. Because I didn't think it was that strong a stuff.
No, they can do it because you're talking about threats online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We didn't have it online when I was a kid, so it was more of, oh, you wearing tough skin jeans. Your family must be a bunch of Kansas City maggots. Mm. Maggoty-ass maggots.
Yeah, because if you're doing it at home in front of your computer or on your phone, you're more of a keyboard commando. You're willing to say anything, as opposed to in person, you're not going to go as extreme.
Now, in person, you can't use code names. Unless you're robbing a bank.
Well, yeah.
We're using code names. this is a situation I got no grasp on because I don't know the legalities. I would think if a kid posted anything that said, I'm going to kill someone, people I know.
Yeah.
People I don't like. People that bully me. Yeah, I'm going to leave you at the house for a while.
The main thing
Consider it maybe a bonus.
Yeah.
Instead of a penalty, because if it's a penalty, then you get sued. But if school says, you know what, don't worry about turning in any homework, any grades, any tests you miss, you're okay. Good job.
The big thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the most important thing is, though, that the police are notified. They investigated it and are investigating. Whether or not the student is allowed back in school, if the police, it's a police matter at that point. So the school, they've done its due diligence as far as they're aware. That just doesn't stop all the parents from protesting in front of the school saying, you know, you don't take the safety of our children, you know, as.
It's not as precious as you may present it to be.
Right.
Right.
State programs that allow special interest groups to design license plates could be jeopardized based on Supreme Court justices' complaints Monday about Texas' denial of a plate commemorating Confederate veterans. Because, you know, they're all just waiting for that recognition. A majority of justices appeared to reject the state's contention that hundreds of license plates endorsing everything from blood donors to Mighty Fine Burgers represent government speech and can therefore be censored at the government's discretion. But if the Confederate flag must be allowed, they reasoned, perhaps swastikas and racial epithets do as well.
That's a good argument.
That realization appeared to lead some justices to conclude that specialty plate programs used by most states to raise money may be the problem themselves. Chief Justice John Roberts said they're only doing this to get the money.
Is it got it owns BMW?
A little bit higher up the chain.
This is John Roberts, BMW.
Yeah, but this is Chief Justice John Roberts of the United States Supreme Court.
Seems like that'd be a conflict of interest. Down in a BMW dealership and be a Chief Justice.
It would. That's why I think they're two different John Roberts. I hope.
You think it's the same guy? He just got an LLP to protect himself?
No. The solution to blocking potentially offensive messages without infringing on free speech rights, he said, might be that, quote, they don't have to get into the business of selling space on their license plates to begin with.
So you think they should eliminate vanity plates?
If the states want to have discretion over what gets put on the plate, then yes.
He thinks the states should have the discretion?
No, because if it's... What's at issue is on the license plate.
Freedom of speech?
There's a freedom of speech issue if on the plate people see it as, is the state, which issues the license plate, endorsing whatever's on it, or is it a person's plate?
My guess is, and obviously I'm not as educated as John Roberts, either the BMW guy or the Chief Justice.
Mm-hmm.
But since driving is not a right, it's a privilege, I would think the state could say whatever the F they want as far as what goes on license plates.
Wow.
All right, you can buy it, but it can't be on the street. Again, we're talking about privilege and a right.
That is true, but I think the difference is something government-endorsed speech or not versus a person's own speech.
We're talking about freaking license plates.
Yeah, but it's a moneymaker for states because, like you, how many cars do you have with the personalized plates?
Oh, I was going to say the Confederate flag.
I was going to get to that.
The Batmobile, the Munster's coach, the General Lee, and the Starsky and Hutch car all have personalized plates.
All right.
They go along somehow with the vehicle. Like, Bat this, Munster that. 7 Mary 3,
yep.
Which was a call sign for, 1 Zebra something. 7 Mary 3 was Chips. Starsky and Hutch was 1 Zebra something. Or Moonlight, I forget. And the Duke's car is Hazard something.
Yeah. So anyway.
So what about it?
My point is that it's a moneymaker for the states. You've got
it's a big moneymaker.
Right. But they also, the state wants to be able to say, no, you can't put,
the Confederate
bad stuff on there.
It's part of our history, the whole Confederacy. Are you going to say, oh, the entire South was wrong? Because people will claim, they say, if you break it down, it wasn't all about the Emancipation Proclamation of the abolishing slavery. There
right.
were other things. There were states' rights issues at hand, which for the most part was slavery.
Yeah. It was just a big chunk of the states' rights issues.
We threw some other stuff in there so we didn't look racist.
Mm-hmm.
Like we think cotton should be.
Easy. Hang on there, Eli.
Free. Okay, so you think cotton should be free, but
oh.
How it gets harvested.
Mm-hmm.
Different theory all together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I see the Confederate flag. I don't think about slavery. I think about the Dukes of Hazzard, and that's about it. I know Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies. She was big on the South. Wave the Confederate flag. As far as the actual Civil War, I really don't think back that far. And I'm old. How many kids you think really recollect or pay attention in class?
Well, the ones that want to wear the Stars and Bars T-shirt or have it on their purse or something like that.
Is that what the Confederate flag is called?
Mm-hmm.
Stars and Bars.
Stars and Bars.
All right.
They see it as it's been passed on from their father, grandfather, something like that. As this is a tradition thing. It means Southern pride. It doesn't necessarily mean we love slaves.
Well, we love slaves, but what else do you love? To have them.
Okay. No,
then if you associate the two, then it's bad.
Right.
But again, to me, it's just one of those Southern things. If you can, every time somebody brings up the Civil War and how it was part of the war, slavery.
Right.
then it refreshes everybody's memory. If you just shut the F up and let it go and go, Confederate flag, that was Dukes of Hazzard car.
Yeah.
Can't think of anything else that really promoted the Confederate flag more than the Dukes of Hazzard.
No, and actually did a lot to soften the image of the flag. Even though, when you still think about it, the show is still, I mean, the reason the flag was there, okay, anyway, it's established. But
there were no black people committing crimes in Hazzard County.
No, there were not.
It's those Duke boys. Renegades.
Honkies running from the law. But yeah, the Dukes of Hazzard did a lot to soften the image. A perfect example would be if you drove through a if you went to a car show and a group and you drove past a group of black guys.
And I'm driving what?
The General Lee.
Okay.
That'd be very different than you going seeing that group of black guys and waving a flag by itself in front of them. It's all in the presentation. Because the first might get you, hey, man, that's a cool ride. The second one may get you shot.
What do you think? Black people have no tolerance?
No, I just know it's Texas, and if you piss somebody off, someone's going to be packing. It's really just a matter of when.
And I mentioned this before on the air. I was driving to General Lee one day, looked at a stoplight. A couple of black guys in a car are off to my left. They honk. I roll down the window. Here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a cool ride. That's
see?
General Lee.
Yeah.
I went, power to the people.
Oh. Did you make your fist like that, too?
I think they like that if you do this, power to the people.
I'm surprised you and the car didn't burst into flames right there.
Ain't nothing wrong with this.
I know.
It's a black sign. It's just power to the people.
It's just very odd.
Yeah. Undercover brother used it.
Yeah. Mm. Black power.
And what's more undercover than inside the General Lee?
You're right. Well, all the car shows, all the Duke's conventions, I have never seen a black guy driving a General Lee. Maybe they just thought the irony would make the car burst into flames.
That's probably what it is. It's like too much for the world to handle. It's like a paradox.
Are we late?
Yes.
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
5:43, another check on traffic. Alfie Coys and the Eagles White Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Account Temps. Started off in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30, right at Green Oaks, Lackland. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back in Cherry Lane. All the idiots going westbound are staring at it like a bunch of morons. They have you backed up back from Camp Bowie. Also in Fort Worth, northbound 35W, just before the Fort Worth Mixmaster, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's backed up back from Morningside Drive. Moving to Plano, northbound 75, right at Legacy, got an accident blocking the center lane there. Traffic's backed up back from Park Boulevard. In Garland, eastbound I-30, just after Bass Pro, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Bobtown. And finally in Dallas, eastbound in the bush, right at Frankfort Road, got an accident there blocking the exit. That has traffic jacked up back from Josie Lane. Call number 9 wins a pair of tickets to BFD 2015 at the JEXA Energy Pavilion. BFD is May 31st. All the details in the full lineup are at KEGL.com because I can't find my paper. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Firestone. Complete auto care, clear skies, 56 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 82. Right now, 76 and 97.1 the Eagle.
I am Luke Bryan. Hi. I once gave Roy Clark a plate job on a Roy Clark plate.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Somebody posted on Facebook or an email about it's not a curse if you wish that Mandy would enjoy menstrual tsunamis?
Yes. Yeah, so as not to incur the wrath of the threefold thing.
As far as Wiccan goes.
Right. This person on Twitter said, why not just wish that Mandy's happy with menstrual tsunamis? It's a win-win.
Doesn't seem to work, because if you want them to be happy with it, you don't want them to have it.
True.
But it does make life inconvenient for everyone around her.
I don't know. It just, to me, bailing on the dog or dogs is almost like being a deadbeat mom. Animals still have to be fed.
Yes.
Still have to have medical attention.
Mm-hmm. Still got to go see the doctor at least once a year.
There is no vet anywhere. If you took a dog in who was perfectly healthy and said, yeah, my bitch left me with the dogs, put them down, no vet's going to do it. And if you do it yourself, that's a state jail felony in Texas.
Thank God.
So why shouldn't there be some type of deadbeat owner civil action? She left me with the dogs, not just to feed, didn't have to clothe, but medical attention.
Mm-hmm.
I think there needs to be a precedent.
If you want to go for it, by all means, have at it. I just, unfortunately, the law still sees pets as property.
Property that has to be maintained. If I didn't feed them, I would be guilty of a state jail felony.
Right.
So you just can't kill an animal for no reason. You can kill an animal and get away with it.
Yes, yes. No, I don't know why. I'm sure it's partly because no one's ever brought it up, but it's because it's, I don't know why.
I've vented enough today. I'm done with it. I'll vent tonight. I'll grieve tonight.
How?
I'll probably cry for a while.
Okay.
I know it's going to ruin my porn.
More than likely, yes. Then again, maybe you could try some funny porn.
Funny porn doesn't seem to work.
Yeah. Maybe some outtakes.
Aha, shot in your face. You didn't know it was coming. Get it? Didn't know it was coming. I'm the carrot top of porn. There's nothing but distance, time, space. I kept the dogs. I became their caretaker. She didn't care. Then they were in a better place then, and they are now.
All true.
Dog heaven, where all squirrels are born with no legs.
And big puke fountains.
Oh. Oh.
Fountains full of any type of food a dog wants. Puke.
Cat turds.
Great big cat boxes.
Oh.
Full of turds.
Spend all day.
As much as you want. That's dog heaven. All right. I've completed this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
A Utah restaurant is cooking up some controversy because it's a news story, therefore it needs bad puns, after installing an offensive sign featuring a well-endowed bull. And it's not just a sign. There's a sign, and then on top of the sign is a, you know, is a bull that's
a real bull.
Not a real one, but it's a 3D. So it's not like it's just a drawing. I mean, this is a full-on,
like a bull statue?
Yes, it's a statue on top of a sign.
Because there used to be one in Pleasant Grove. I forget which steakhouse, but it was a huge bull on top of the steakhouse.
Did it have the genitalia?
I don't recall. But it was, I mean, from the street, it looked like it was probably, I don't know, 15, 20 foot tall.
Mm-hmm. I believe that's probably close to what this one is. The sign installed last week at Barista's restaurant in Hurricane, Utah, is located across the street from the high school and prompted swift reaction from locals who claim the bull's genitalia is inappropriate and offensive.
How is it inappropriate? Bulls have f***s. That's a huge
damn. Holy.
Yeah, I wasn't even pointing the paper at Chloe and he could see it.
Yeah.
Alfie from the other room?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. That's, yeah. That's super.
Some
sad.
Of that could be foreskin.
Yeah, it's true. It does. It's not. It's definitely.
Gosh, maybe not all.
Yeah.
And why is it? Why is it conical shaped?
That I don't know. Maybe
that's. Maybe that's how they got around it.
Maybe. Or maybe just whoever made the bull just wasn't really good at doing genitalia.
Or maybe they think that's a bull's jock strap. What it looks like.
Yeah, could be. That would also make sense.
There's a loophole.
Or it's like, since it's the cone shape, it's sort of like Madonna's bra, but this is for the bull's junk.
But that's a really pointy.
Oh, yeah.
How tall is a bull?
Here's sort of a perspective shot of the rest of the town, sort of like in its restaurant row in Hurricane, Utah, next to the Taco Bell.
Yeah. Anybody ever see Fargo?
Mm-hmm.
Lumberjack guy? The opening?
Been a while.
Yes.
Driving through the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever his name was, I forget.
Paul Bunyan.
Paul Bunyan.
Yeah.
You know how big that was?
Yeah.
That's big. How big this bull is. Welcome to Utah, home of the big
damn
dicks.
Sure, I don't know that went together.
Still home of the big fat.
There you go. Yeah, because this here, it makes it look like it's the most prominent thing in this town skyline.
In that perspective.
So anyway, one resident said, it looks terrible. To me, it's R-rated, especially with young school kids seeing it and talking about it. Stephen Ward, the owner of Barista's.
His junk is not phallic in any form or fashion. It's a dunce cap.
Yeah.
Shove between his legs. That's it. Whatever you see in that is in your own mind. If I saw it, I would think his head is stupid. Wearing a dunce cap.
Stephen Ward, the owner of the restaurant, says that Hurricane residents aren't really offended by the sign. They just have a problem with him, although they don't go on to elaborate what problem they may have with him. But he said, they don't like me. But you know what? Where does it say in the world in the Constitution that they can prevent me having the right to do legal commerce in the United States? That is my God-given right.
I throw up some neon, have it pointing at the bull's junk that just says, this is not a dick.
Ward also
says...
That way
says, you're kind of in the clear. Mm-hmm. There's your loophole. Mm-hmm. Whoa, that's a dick. Yeah, but the neon sign says, not a dick.
Ah. He did actually go through the proper steps to get the sign approved. He took it before the Hurricane City planning director for approval, and they confirmed that the sign had received approval, but admitted the two-dimensional rendering may not have had the same realistic impact as the fully installed animal.
Okay. Sorry, no pun, but that's bullshit. You can tell because we're looking at a 2D picture of a 3D image. And we can tell that's a huge. Well, we couldn't really tell. I don't care what perspective they gave you. That dunce cap's hanging down pretty low.
Outraged Hurricane City residents have started a petition urging the city council to refuse Barista's business license renewal. But that may not happen.
I'll put a clown nose on it and shut the up.
But that may not happen until next January.
Would you be happier because it's kind of conical shaped, paint it white and paint a couple of eyeballs on it? You feel better about that? That way you could say you're protected by the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the bull is racist. I mean, there are different ways to go at this. It is not shaped like a penis in any form or fashion.
Nope.
It's a, you can tell it's a bull. It's huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3D, like a statue, but you can tell it's made out of steel because it's not totally smooth all around like a statue would be.
Right.
Then you have the conical thing coming out between its legs. Maybe it's just came home from a birthday party.
Or just brought in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till you see the kazoo.
It really goes back into, a lot of times, perversion is in the eye of the beholder.
Very much so.
If you want to throw everything else in there, beauty, ugly, whatever, then perversion can line the, this can be subjective as well. We'll tattoo in his legs. It's a party hat. We didn't want to show his weenie, so we put a party hat over it. So what's the issue now? Well, it looks like a penis. You bring me one man in front of the city council that's got a penis that looks like a party hat, we'll take that f***ing bull down.
Good luck. I don't know why the like the bull that's out front of the financial district, New York City. You'll see it in movies. People take photos with it. The big bronze statue.
The bull, market bull.
Yeah,
bullish.
Wall Street.
Well, yeah, it's got a name. The bull. You know the bull.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I didn't know it had a name.
It's got a company's got a name.
Merrill Lynch is what you're thinking of, isn't it?
Well, then it's the Merrill Lynch bull.
Probably.
Okay.
Anyway, it's got its balls.
Hanging out?
Yeah. They're big ones. Big, 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 big bull balls.
Maybe they ain't bull balls. Maybe they truck nuts.
No, these are bull balls. But I didn't really notice that until one time it was like in a movie or a TV show or something, and it was kind of in the background. Or it might have been part of the movie where it said you can see the bull's balls. Whatever the case is, I didn't realize it had them until.
And why are you looking there?
I've really started to think it was a movie that pointed it out.
But what is the issue? Animals have. Are you saying we should go to all the farms all across the U.S. and put cups on bulls?
You know, I feel like if some people in this world, maybe they would say yes. But
Mama, that bull's got a tea bag on.
But it's how people will, how they view nudity. Even if it comes to an animal on a sculpture outside of a public place, they'll say that's not right. Even if this bull didn't have a massive thing, had it just been a normal one, it probably still would have caused controversy because it's still, in essence, teabagging the restaurant sign.
But nobody has a problem with animals running around naked. I mean, technically, that bull's got hair all over his So it's clothed. What's the complaint? Where are you going to go? I mean, as an attorney, I could use this all day. Well, that's a phallic symbol. Why? It's between his legs. Why are you looking between his legs? What kind of sick are you?
Ew.
You into bestiality? Is that why you don't like sign? Because you're into bestiality? Makes you hot? Makes you hot? Does it make you wet? Does it make you wet?
Afraid you can't control yourself?
You pull over on the side of the road, start fingering yourself? Is that what the problem is? Is that why you want sign down? Or the sculpture down? Kind of sick bitch looks at a bull like that and decides it's time to finger.
This one is in charge, though, man.
This bull?
Yeah, that really does look like a third or fourth, fifth leg on his case. Anyway.
But you're right. It looks like one of Madonna's bras.
Nice big cone shape.
Why is it between his legs? Because as a bull, something needed to go there, and the city wouldn't approve a great, big, fat, f***ing bull. So we put a party hat on it, which everybody knows when the f*** is out, it's time to party.
Mm-hmm. I bet during happy hour that thing glows.
I still think they should put a big neon sign on it, pointing at it. This is not a... It's not a party hat. The is underneath the party hat. Party in the bull's pants. Go ahead. I don't care if we're late.
All right. Once a band gets so big, it seems like they can make money on anything, but that's not always the case. The authors of a recent book called Into the Black, The Inside Story of Metallica, claim Metallica has lost a lot of money over the past 5 years with a variety of projects that haven't exactly brought home the bacon. That includes the Orion Festival and the Through the Never movie. The movie made just under $8 million worldwide.
Is that the one you talked to him about, Chloe?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. $8 million worldwide?
That's how much it made.
What was the movie about?
Them different. They were doing concerts on all the different continents, sort of a documentary of that.
Like behind the scenes or just?
Of the concert, behind the scenes, concert stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and so some stuff about the roadie and their equipment got stolen in part of the movie and the roadie had to go recover it.
Was it in wide release?
I don't know how wide, but
it was $8 million. I think you could have made $8 million if you just put it on YouTube.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
By their own admission, the two stagings of the Orion Festival were disastrous financially, and the Through the Never movie cost $32 million. And we'll only recoup a fraction of that amount. If you factor in staff salaries, crew retainers, and assorted running costs associated with maintaining an entertainment corporation, you can understand why the band, out of necessity now rather than by choice, are driven to tour.
There are times you just got to stop and think, okay, do we really need an entire film crew? Or if we're going to shoot on a bunch of different continents, could we use the same guy and just get different angles and cut them together? No, you're going to have special audio. No, if it's behind the scenes, you don't really.
No.
All you need is really clean audio for the concert. The rest of it is supposed to be documentary style, guerrilla style. That's where they waste their money. They start buying people. There are the stories of, well, you're going to need 32 cameras to cover this, or it's going to look like piss. Okay. If we lose a bunch of money, piss is okay at this point.
Yeah, really.
So what do you want to show? And you also have to think about the content. Do I really want to see what's going on behind the scenes at Metallica? Shouldn't you include that in a DVD of one of the albums that I bought? As yeah. opposed to making a movie that you released at IMAX or wherever?
Mm-hmm. Well, they may not have had the capabilities on the previous albums. Or they didn't have the idea until now, and they didn't have a new album or anything, so they just said, okay, we'll go to all the continents, we'll get something in the Guinness Book of World Records for it, and we'll sell a movie on top of it.
And they end up losing $22 million, something like that?
24.
That's bad.
That's
why.
That's bad. Damn.
That's not good.
That was one of the things Chloe even asked James Hetfield about when he interviewed him. James Hetfield said, yeah, you do something, you put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into it, then you hope people respond to it and like it.
Well, they didn't.
At least those. Well, we don't know. Apparently, no one saw it. So if people had seen it, maybe they would have.
It depends on how you promoted it. Look, we're going to show behind the scenes at concerts. We know what goes on behind the scenes at concerts. There are people doing drugs, pissing on each other, people getting people eating.
That's right.
And that's just the white trash parties.
In Russ's dressing room.
I'm going to go here. All right. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
609. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Wendy's. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, west on I-30, just before East Chase Parkway. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back on Collins Street. Also in Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820, just before 35W. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back to Marine Creek in Lake Worth, eastbound 820. Right at FM 1220, Hazel Avenue, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up back to Jacksboro, Highway 199. In Plano, northbound 75, right at Legacy, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back to Park Boulevard. And finally, in Garland, eastbound I-30, just after Bass Pro, got an accident blocking the left lane. Your backup is back from Northwest Drive. 97.1 The Eagles, BFD 2015 is Sunday, May 31st at the JEXA. Get all the details and the full lineup at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Clear skies tonight, 56 will be the overnight low. or around there. Then tomorrow, lots of sunshine and a high in the low 80s. Right now, 75. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
All right, what else you got, Daniel?
I've also got, according to a survey, the top 10 things every man should know.
Well, we talked about this before.
Yeah, I'm sure at some point.
Or is it things women should know, like how to change a tie? Or
it's both. I mean, you occasionally see something like this. They'll have a different one magazine will ask its readers, what do you think the top things are that both men and women should know, or an adult should know? What do you think a child should know?
All right, what's on this list?
All right. Number 10, the right amount of aftershave or cologne to wear.
I know one big fat bitch up here don't know it.
That's true. Number 9, how to shave. Yeah, that one to me seemed like it would be one of the basics.
Who come?
Like at some point, you'll just figure it out.
Who put this together?
This was put together by Female First website.
And how would females know what men need to know how to do?
Well,
that's like men put together a list. Well, here's what women need to know how to do. Like insert a tampon.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
Or shut up. How come they don't know that one? How come shut up ain't on the list? How come telling me how to drive is shutting up? How come that one's not on there?
The survey, the answers were given by men.
On a
women's website. So it's sort of, it's insight for women from men.
That we assume.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody taught me how to shave.
I remember my dad teaching me. Then one of the biggest things he always told me, do not go against the grain. And I said, okay.
I don't even know which way the grain is.
Like on your neck? You should basically go down your neck, not up it.
I go up.
Yeah, I heard that's the opposite, Dan.
I read in the thing the other day on a expert shaving thing. It's not good to go against the grain because that's how you get irritation and ingrown hairs.
But the grain on your neck is upward. At least that's what I learned from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
See? Homo said go up.
Okay. To me, it's easy. Run your finger down your neck. Does it feel like, are you going against anything? Now go from your bottom of your neck back up towards your chin. Now you're going against that grain.
Actually, mine feels rougher if I'm going down.
Well, in that case, maybe you may have a swirl.
The hell does that mean?
He's got a margarita on his chin?
Yeah, you may have like a little hair swirl where it changes directions.
I don't know. Sometimes going against the grain, you seem to get better friction.
There have been times
it's like cutting your hair.
Mm-hmm.
If you just combed it all back and then say you ran clippers over your hair, the electric trimmer.
Yeah.
You're not going to get as much traction.
Yeah.
You got to comb all the hair forward, then run the clippers.
Mm-hmm.
You need a smoother cut. I've never gotten razor irritation. I get razor cuts from time to time if I'm in a hurry.
Yeah.
But not like these guys who you see walking around with zits or ding-dongs all over their necks. You ever seen that?
Yeah, from skin irritation. I've gotten that before on occasion. Usually only lasts like a day. It's just for whatever. Usually if it's because you use like a bad razor or something like that. But
I've never had that issue.
Number 8, man should know how to change a tire, which used to be really, really easy. Although now, cars are so advanced now, you got to find your tire if you have one.
You know, it's in the trunk someplace.
Should be.
It's certainly not going to be under the passenger seat.
No, but there are some
although
cars.
The jack in one of my trucks was under the passenger, right. The mm-hmm. passenger seat.
Mine is.
So you had to dig around. Like, all right, Lush. Couldn't all this crap be in one spot?
Nope.
No, that'd be far too convenient.
I'm pretty sure mine's in the trunk.
But see, that's a problem.
I've never seen it under the hood.
Right.
Or inside the car.
If you got a flat tire, then you'd have to go on the hunt to find it.
Where's my tire?
I know how to do it so I could just find it.
Well, plus the jacks now are like the old ones, where it was just base, steel rod, cricket pump thingy. Mm-hmm. That's it. Find a spot on the car that'll hold up and don't crush if you jack it up. Loosen the lugs before you jack it up. Jack it up. Take it off. Put the lugs back on. Don't tighten them up until you're back on the ground and go. It's about as simplistic as you can get as far as replacing parts.
It can be. But for some people, it gets complicated because in order to get to the nuts, you have to find your wheel lock and your key and then undo that. Some people don't even know that they have that.
It'd be in the owner's manual somewhere.
Yeah, that's
if you buy a car, you think, I will never have a flat. There's certainly no reason for me to look for the wheel lock.
With those pissy ass jacks they give you now, you got to crank it 80 times for it to go like, you know, half inch.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah, because it's a great big long rod. It's like an articulating rod.
It's out like 8 feet.
Is it up? I don't know. Is the car moving? I don't know.
Really,
and the whole time the chick's sitting in the car going, how long is this going to take? It's going to take until the car gets changed. Now, unless you're going to get out and help me, shut the up, which should be a thing you should learn.
No kidding.
All right, so how to change a tire.
Number 7, how to iron a shirt.
I could do that in a pinch. Not that hard.
Heat, keep it moving. A little bit of starch if you got it.
Starch, not too much starch. You get too much starch, you get those starch burn thingies. I don't know how to get around that. Mm. Not a lot of steam. The starch shows up if you poorly iron a dark shirt.
Okay.
If you're using the starch, because then you get the starch crust.
Yeah.
And then you show up for whatever event it is. Huh? Iron that yourself, didn't you? How do you know you got the starch crust?
You can always tell. Number 6, his significant other's favorite drink. See, a lot of these are pretty basic. Some of you may not even think about.
I don't have a significant other, so I don't care what they drink.
But if you did, you would know it. Number 5, how to read a map.
I think maps are self-explanatory.
I don't know. I think it might be with people because we're so dependent on technology. If you can't
if you can't open a map and figure out north, south, east, or west, you should not be traveling.
I would agree with that. However, if you open up an app and you can use your thumb to zoom in and zoom out and that's all you need, or you just the blue dot getting you to the red pin.
But think about the explorers in the U.S., or just around the world.
And imagine
they didn't have a Maps Go to open up, or a GPS, or a Magellan. Well, Magellan probably had one.
Yeah.
How are we getting around? We got a Magellan. That's the right. Which way do we go? Up or this way? Mm-hmm. Take a left at 400 yards. Man, this is the best Magellan.
But then you also had Lewis and Clark. Lewis and Clark, on their Great Expedition, they had their own version of Siri.
Which was?
Sacagawea. She was their guide.
That's right. You go up there, you hang right. You hang right, and you go up and just kind of mark where you've been, and then just say that's part of the Louisiana Purchase.
I'm sorry, the Louisiana what?
Purchased. They don't know how much land they actually sold you. Just keep going and claim as much as you can. Mm-hmm. Chances are there'll be a good state in there somewhere.
You got to be at least one.
I got to go now. Beep. Sacagawea out.
Number four, how to tie a tie.
Can you?
Yeah. I mean, my problem is since I do it so seldomly, I know the first way I learned, I've got that memorized, but I was trying to find the larger knot. So when I try to do the larger knot, I look it up online and see the photo, the diagram. Because the one I have
not
is a
large
small.
Or not, wins or not, whatever. I think it's just a matter of trial and error. Mm-hmm. Put it on, pull it up. Okay. The back side of the tie is longer than the front. Now I look like a Iggy Twerp.
Mm-hmm. I hate that.
Go back at it again. And there are times I've gotten a perfect mm-hmm. wins or not. And you don't ever want to take it off.
Nope.
So you just loosen up enough, just get over your head. Uh-huh. You leave it hanging in the closet. What's wrong with your ties? They're prepared.
Exactly.
I'm still not big on wearing real ties. If you get in a fight, you want a clip-on.
Yeah.
Because that's the first thing they grab in a fight. And once they grab it and pull you forward, you got no place to go.
And.
But if it comes off. All right, so what if I look like white trash? Mm-hmm. It still gives me a couple of seconds to swipe back.
And you got element of surprise. Because when they pull it off, they're going to look at it, too. Now they're distracted. Oh, man, I'm fighting a guy with a clip-on?
Damn! Really? That's a f***ing clip-on! Yeah, it is. And this is why I wear it.
Number three, how to change a light bulb. That shouldn't even be on there.
That's why I think it was chicks that actually put this list together.
This said a new survey polled guys and found the top 10 things.
How do you know
things.
That they were guys online?
Well, it's online. Nothing's perfect.
You sure you're a guy? Yeah. Show us a picture of your d**k. Okay.
Submit it with your answer.
So, yeah, the light bulb is very specific. Number two is kind of vague. Basic home repairs.
I sort of get that.
Because there are some home repairs that some people would put as basic that either I don't know how to do or don't want to do. Like, if it's electrical, I'd prefer to have somebody else do it. Depending on how serious it is.
Well,
same with plumbing.
A repair. I've replaced microwaves.
That's pretty good.
Inside of, you know, one of those housings.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a microwave sitting on the counter, because you got to take the facing off.
Right.
And then you got to take the plate that holds the microwave up so it fits in the facing. You got to take that off. Then you got to pull the microwave out really hard so the cord comes out with it. Things like that, I can spackle and paint. You know, cover up holes mm-hmm. that I might have inadvertently gotten punched into the wall during an argument.
Oh, my.
I've learned not to do it in houses. Apartments, it's okay.
At the very least, if you're going to do it, it's nice to have done your homework beforehand and find all the studs.
What you do is you normally punch between pictures because that means there's no stud there.
That's right. Smart. And then number one, his wedding anniversary.
His?
Yes.
He should know it. When is yours?
5/26.
Woo!
Man, that was fast. That was out of the holster.
Yeah, that was lightning.
You've been ready to say that forever.
I was ready to say that when I started at number 10. I knew what number one was. 5/26, 5/26. May 26th.
What year?
12.
Took too long.
I know. Damn it. Someone actually asked that the other day. It's like, so how long have you been married? And I was like, oh, a couple years. It took Tara a second, too, because what did she do? She's like, yeah, a couple. Hey. She looked over and she's like, it's almost three. Like, my bad.
But a couple would be accurate if you were playing The Price is Right.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because you came closest without going over.
That's right. I didn't go over, and or if I was made it past on The Price is Right and got to the cliffhanger game.
Well, she wasn't perfectly sure. You were fine.
No, she was sure, but she
well,
called
she
me
to,
on
she
it.
She had to stop and go, yeah, well, boy.
Hi.
It's been more than two.
Well, they said how many years? Mm. I said two.
Yeah.
Once we hit May 26th, that's three.
I think my exact words were almost 2 years. I might have left a year out there.
Alfie, what do you got on hold?
I got people calling about changing tires, and there's a chick on four who wants us all to learn some tie knot.
Tie knot. Hmm? All right. Yes, Ruth.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, boss. First time caller. I have to say, if you're going to keep one tie tied in your closet, you have to do this one specific knot, and you will automatically be the hottest guy in the room. I mean, Google it. It's the backwards tie knot, and I swear to God, I work around men all day that wear ties, and I'm unimpressed even by, like, the hottest guy that ties the perfect Windsor. But if you tie this knot and you just slap it on every time you have to go to a black tie event, every woman in the room will walk up, touching your chest, messing with your tie. Oh, my God, how did you do this? This is so cool. You have to do it.
Is it like a reverse Windsor?
Yeah, but it's like they hide the small part of the tie somehow. I don't know how he does it, but I've seen one guy, and not even remotely.
They hide the small part of the tie. You're talking about...
Like, if you were to tie a tie backwards, a Windsor backwards, the small part would still be in front of the larger part.
Well, that sounds stupid. That sounds like crisscross.
Yes.
Wear my pants
like
backwards.
But it's the small part of the tie isn't showing in the way that they do it.
You know what? And if that's the only way I'm going to pick up a chick, I will have none of that gash.
Hey, at least it's already in your closet.
That's all right, but it's already tied. And a Windsor knot is really hard to tie, especially if you get a good, tight one.
You only got to do it once.
And then what?
Well, I'll just tie it and then just keep it in your closet. And every time you go to one of those hoity-toity, uptight type of businesses and you want to get laid, you just slap that sucker on. Promise. Most interesting man in the room.
Yeah, that's going to work for me. Any event I go to.
Look,
his tie is backwards and his jeans are on backwards. And he's jumping up and down.
I see ties all day and I'm just...
So you're more interested in the tie, the apparel, as opposed to the man behind the tie.
She's using it as a
clue. I don't know why, but it kind of just makes the guy look more intelligent. Like, okay, that's new and interesting. He's worth talking to.
How about possibly you talk to him first instead of judging a man by his tie?
Because usually if a man can't iron his own shirt, I'm not going to bother talking to him anyway.
I don't like ironing shirts. Do you think I iron my t-shirts every day?
Not a t-shirt.
I didn't iron my t-shirt today. You know why? Because my dog died.
Oh, come on.
Don't throw that card down. If you're wearing a button-up, I'd expect it to be ironed.
Even if my dog died?
Even if your dog died, because you know you ironed him before they got in your closet.
No, I didn't.
You had somebody else do it.
Thank you for being compassionate about my pet.
I feel for your loss.
No, you don't. You know why?
Hey, I have two great
days. Whore.
She asked for it.
Yeah, clearly she was awful.
So you've got to have a reverse Windsor or women aren't going to want you.
Backwards tie knot, yeah. I actually, when I was trying to look up how to do the larger knot to make it look good, I stumbled across a guy on YouTube doing that, and I was like, okay, you want to see what it looks like?
Sure.
I did an image.
Turn the monitor around.
There's a couple different ones.
That is the stupidest thing. That looks like a clown tie. Show it to Chloe.
Chloe, come here.
You'll have to turn the monitor the other way to Chloe.
My arm hurts. Come here.
Chloe, look at the pink and black one. It's a clown tie.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, it looks like a camel nose or something.
It's somehow they were able to tie it. You know what I bet they did? Is they cut the back end of the tie off.
No, they didn't
cut it. That way you get as much fat in up near the neck. That's the only way to do it. But then your belly button shows.
I think the best way I can see it would be if, however you tie a tie normally, if you were to take your tie and flip it over and see the backside of it and you see all the folds and the creases, that's in essence what it is, I think.
Well, then you tie it normally with a Windsor and then flip it upside down. But the problem is the little short part of the tie is going to be out front.
That's why I'm saying that's what it looks like, the knot itself. The way you do it, though, it does it to where the front, the big piece and little piece are in the right spot.
It's a big knot with a big part of the tie coming straight out of the knot. There is no thin part coming down that flares out. It's a clown tie.
Actually, it is upside down because in some of them, the thin piece is on top. It just depends on what method, I guess.
Well, if the thin piece is on top, that defeats the purpose of looking stupid.
I'm just saying, in some of these pictures, the thin piece is on top.
Does a knot not show in the front?
No, I mean, a knot shows.
Is anybody missing this? It's a knot,
mm-hmm.
but there's supposed to be a fat part of the tie coming out.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you said some of them have a thin piece of the tie coming out.
Yeah, if you look.
Well, then that defeats the purpose of looking stupid.
Well, I know, but see, if you like, look at the orange one. See how it's the little piece?
But then, that looks like a malformed vagina.
Maybe that's why that Ruth chick likes it. She's you know, just subconsciously drawn
you know
to
what?
The vagina.
That knot on your tie looks just like my pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of flaps going this way and that way. And little flappy things right there at the end. Because I got the piss fins.
Piss fin knots.
Just the fact the guy's wearing a tie at all, you're not impressed?
She's not. It sounds like she works with guys that wear suits every day.
Well, that's what she said. I see ties all the time. You don't see it up here.
Mm-mm.
Especially on the third floor,
oh, God.
Which is all programming. You're lucky if you see pants. On the second floor where our sales department is, I have no idea what they wear.
If you see someone on that floor wearing a tie, that means they've got some sort of major thing that they have to do. Because for the
or
most
they're
part,
they're about to get fired.
Or there, yeah. Because usually they'll be, you know, they just want to have a tie. Love shirt slacks.
Then get a bunch of clip-ons with that weird freaking design. Because that really looks like some type of malformed vagina. Because you got a flap going this way, one going this way, and thing in the middle. Mm-hmm. All it's missing are the piss fins. Late again. All right.
Tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother sucker. Tether him off, the sucker. Tether him off, we're gonna tether him off, the mother
We'll
sucker.
Be back tether to the
Russ Martin Show.
6:42, another check on traffic. Alfie Coys and KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Let's start off in Fort Worth, westbound I-30 just before East Chase Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to 360. Also in Fort Worth, eastbound North Loop Bay 20 just before 35W. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic's backed up back to Marine Creek Parkway. Let's actually go Carrollton this time. Northbound I-35 just before Sandy Lake. Got an accident blocking the center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from I-35. This one involves three vehicles. Probably going to be there for a little while. And finally in Garland, eastbound I-30 just after Bass Pro. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 635. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Don Davis Auto Group. Tonight, skies will be clear, a low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, lots more sunshine to be had and a high in the low 80s. Right now, 75 at 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Short of wanting to know how much a guy makes, that chick that called and said, you wouldn't impress me, you get one of those reverse Windsor knot tie things, whatever it's called.
Yeah, reverse or backwards tie knot. I looked it up. It's also known by the Eldridge knot.
The Eldridge. Mm-hmm. You must tie it in front of a roaring fireplace in leather. That really is the epitome of superficial.
I know why she was saying it's because she is in a sea of suits and a guy does something that stands out among that catches her eye.
What if I just wore my suit backwards?
That might also have worked for her.
Pants on my top,
jacket on my waist, singing Crisscross.
Or instead of that, how Will Smith and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air went to the preppy boarding school. They had to wear suits. He took his suit coat, turned it inside out, and the inside was Paisley's. Made him stand out.
A lot of things you can do to stand out doesn't mean that it's going to be fashionable. Look at this. I got a hole cut in my pants just for my so it hangs out. So when I'm happy, you can tell. Otherwise, it just looks like a dog snout. Or wear suits that don't match. They're just, there's a plethora of things, Heffy, that you can do to be not one of the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, with lately, and Alfie could probably speak to this much better than I could, but from what I've noticed with the guys on TV and wearing suits, it's gone beyond just the pocket square to stand out. They've also had to change up the socks. The socks got to stand out.
Socks are a big deal.
So socks don't match.
Oh, no. Socks have to match, but they have to be crazy and outlandish. A lot of it actually, I think, stems from George Bush Sr., Herbert Walker.
Yeah?
Because he wears crazy-ass socks.
Craig but he Ferguson. Wore them with shorts.
While standing on the front of the White House lawn.
Yelling We're talking about Daddy Bush, right?
Yes. Yeah, Daddy Bush.
Yeah, that was probably after he retired. Left office, standing out, flip-flops, wearing crazy-ass socks and shorts, throwing rocks at the Secret Service. We're here to protect you. I don't know you motherfucker.
He's wearing Christmas tree socks in May.
Because he can.
That's right.
Yeah. Say something. Say something.
Say something about my Christmas decorated white beater shirt I'm wearing. A lot of different things. I mean, you could wear shoes that don't match. But the whole tie aspect, something that's that subtle of a nuance, is that really going to make that? Well, that shows me that you're refined. What if I just wore the tie backwards? Or just tape the top part of the tie to my head?
I think she means within the typical constructs.
It doesn't seem to be any typical constructs.
Well, if she's saying just a different way to tie a tie as opposed to the same way that everybody else does it.
You're right, though, Russ. There is kind of a fine line between trying to look slightly different and not looking like you just came from clown college.
you know what's in this year? Big shoes.
Big shoes. And big flowers sticking up out of your pocket.
Jacket pocket, yeah.
Yeah.
Shirt pocket, either way.
That shoots semen out of it.
Oh, didn't see that coming, did you?
Right in the eyeball. It's okay. I've got a hanky here to wipe that out of your face. Oh, look at that. I sucked the hanky right back on this string.
That's the same hanky I used to wipe my butt.
Not just my butt. Everyone's butt.
It's the community butt wipe. Yeah, do I stand out now?
I'm just shocked at some of those things of how to change a tire, how to shave. Tie time, possibly. Because had someone not taught me, and it wasn't my dad, I wouldn't know how to do it.
I taught myself that. I had an old Cub Scout book that I had all that random stuff in there, and it had a little diagram how to tie a tie. Yep, there you go.
I think kids, men, should also learn the old words to the Golden Girls theme song.
Really?
Why not? That impresses women. The whole idea of dressing like this or doing things like that does impress women.
Well, that's true.
Thank you for being a friend. What's wrong with that?
In the road and back again.
I think men should be able to properly apply concealer foundation.
Really?
Well, in case, you know, your chick loses her arms.
Oh.
Need to help her with her makeup.
That's actually, that's oddly very, very sweet.
Or how to out a tampon for your lady as a gentleman in case the string gets snapped.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, I don't have to help you. I can leave it up in there, then you can get one of them Von Erich diseases. Toxic Avenger Syndrome, whatever it's called. Learn how to fight razor burn using Vaseline.
Oh, Vaseline. Okay, Vaseline. Vaseline.
Whatever that song was. How to potty your toes. Men should know how to do that. Well, I think men mostly should know that I think women would enjoy is how to fart or teach a woman how to queef. The song Camp Town Lady. Oh.
Just a man. Fun party trick.
Chick's got some talent.
Watch her clam lips when she says doodar.
It's tougher than you might think.
Sometimes you got to be ready in an emergency. Say your woman's having a heavy flow period, and right. You have to construct a tampon out of old editions of the Dallas Times Herald.
I think it'd be hard enough to find.
You got to be industrious. Mm-hmm. Or say you want to start a fire inside your chick's clam. You'll need some Brillo pads and 2 D-cells batteries. Tape them together.
Uh-huh.
Then when the Brillo pad starts sparking, that just sets her hair on fire.
Oh, my God. Oh. And why would I want to do that?
In case you're in a plane crash in the Alpines. Is that where it snows?
The Alps, yes.
Yeah, the Alps.
Yeah, on the car stereos.
Because sometimes you need fire to live. And if it's between me and her, her is going up in flames.
Well, I guess it could also, in addition to help keeping you warm, it could also serve as a smoke signal.
Depends on if their claim is camped or unkempt. In a plane crash, you want one that's unkempt. You want one from the 70s. You want one like Seika had, the porn star. You want like something like Undercover Brother, but when the panties. So when the plane flies over, they go, oh, sh**. I bet a plane crashed there.
That's the only thing it could be.
Can't be anything else. Uh-huh.
They got lucky.
They got lucky they was on a plane with a chick with great big hair. And the other thing that could have made them luckier had it been a plane full of clowns.
Yeah, the big hair.
One thing I don't want to learn how to learn figure out as a guy is how to put a toilet seat down. The noise of them falling in the commode in the middle of the night, that's just too damn funny. Especially when it's all, it always sounds like,
fuck, damn it! When you start giggling.
Maybe next time you turn the light on, mm-hmm. at least reach down. You ain't never heard me fall in the commode.
Nope.
First pee in the morning, I ain't falling in the commode. I ain't nowhere near the commode.
Sometimes the first one of the morning is best is go outside next to the dogs.
Especially when my weenie's got that weird pee stream going. I don't have to get it all the way into the bathroom. I just piss in the door, and I know it's going to hit it. Can we break one more time?
Yes.
Thank you kindly.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
Straight up 7 o'clock. This is KEGM, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Last check on traffic. Alfie Coy's in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ReverseLitter.com. Let's get started off in Fort Worth, westbound I-30, just before East Chase. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to 360. And also in Fort Worth, eastbound Loop 820, just before 35W, north Loop 820. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's backed up back from Old Decatur. BFD 2015 is May 31st at the Jexa, featuring the Pretty Reckless, Hailstorm, Breaking Benjamin, and Rob Zombie. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Details and the full lineup are online at KEGL.com. Over the skies of North Texas, I am Alfie Coy at 97.1 The Eagles, Black Thunder.
The Eagle weather brought to you by the Key Whitman Eye Center. Clear skies tonight, 56 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny, 82 for a high. Right now, 75. At 97.1 The Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Hey, this is Rob Zombie. The Russ Martin Show Listeners Foundation supports the families of Dallas-Fort Worth police officers and firefighters who have courageously fallen in the line of duty. Donate today at RussMartin.com.
All right, Daniel, we have what left?
I have a few fun things. Like 51-year-old David Slavinsky. It's actually not that fun. It's more twisted. But still, we'll make something out of it. He's from Grand Rapids, Michigan. He was busted a few times earlier this year for going to stores and randomly showing employees his nude selfies. Hey.
Do you enjoy this picture of me in a nude with this macaque monkey?
Oh, no.
With a monkey showing my cock?
Nope. When the cops brought him back in late January, when the cops caught him back in late January, he told them he liked seeing how strangers would react to the photos because he said...
It's art. It's like having a mobile art show. You're walking around. Why is it it's okay in New York because you got a gallery? But I can't just walk around with these Polaroids. And look, my cock. Monkey.
Right.
Isn't that artistic? Look, it's two chicks and one macaque.
No, it's not. No. He actually said it cheers me up when I'm feeling down. However, he also has a long history of crimes like peeping and indecent exposure, and because of that, he could get locked up for life over these new charges.
Because I have these art displays, just because they're portable, and it's not that big of a deal. Why is it I got to go to jail? You got a lot more pornographic stuff in art galleries up and down Rodeo Drive, and yes, I said it right.
Okay, well, the thing is, though, is that it's... When someone goes into a gallery, they know what they're getting themselves into. They're not... When you go up to someone and you put your phone in front of their face, you're forcing them to look at it. You're not giving them the option.
Actually, I have gone green because I'm not using a paint. Or canvas, or any type of lights to illuminate my photography, my artistic work. I just walk up and shove my phone in their face and go, look.
So you want credit for having a mobile art gallery?
It's green. Who else gone green? Everybody else got at least space, parking spots, burn up gasoline, combustionable engines, lights,
caustic paints.
Yeah, you don't know if them paints is carcinogenic or not. I just looked up Garrett Morris is on TV right now on CBS, and you know he's talking about big butts and car antennas. I don't know what series that is. That's the first time I've seen him.
It's Two Broke Girls.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see it on the phone, but yeah. You know. One you could hang on to and hit with a car antenna. What were we talking about?
The guy going around showing people his nude selfies on his phone.
Well, without, they ain't without... all nude selfies. Sometimes they're pictures of my pet hamster shotgunning a beer. Or my collection of Prestone containers autographed by the Charlie Daniels Band.
Okay, but I don't think, yeah, no one's got any problems with those because that's not indecent exposure on
it's
your phone.
All, it is all subjective. People decide what's offensive to them. Sometimes my penis looks happy. Why is that bad?
It's you just can't.
I know most sculptures the penis is unhappy, mm-hmm. well, that means the guy that posed for it was not enjoying himself.
No.
It was sticking out and up, and stuff was shooting out of it. Then I knew he is happy.
At the very least, you need to get someone's permission before showing them that sort of thing.
Now that Venus de Milo chick who wants to date a chick that can't even f*** you off.
Because she has...
She ain't got no arms. But people admire that all the time. Ooh, look at that. That's a piece of artwork. Well, that's a chick that can't even play with my Wii. F*** me off. Who knows what's going on underneath that veil around her hips?
They're there.
So what's there?
The hips. I'm sure everything down below there is fine. It's just the arms were just, yeah, they didn't make it.
I just love like being judged when other people get away with painting different pictures and they go, oh, that's art. Mm. Look at, was it Picasso?
Yeah.
I had to know some of the ugliest people on the planet. Split-faced bastards. He was either a genius or he had some type of myopic disease. He needed LASIK.
He's not an artistic genius. He's just got floaty eye syndrome.
Didn't even look like he did that painting on the same day by the same person. Or his paint shifted.
It's like he had a portrait of somebody and he threw it in the back of a horse buggy and it all shifted.
Or he decided to paint over it and went, ah, I'll just paint on this side. I mean, I got pictures that I painted of my goat sucking off the mailman.
Oh, God.
Goats? What's wrong with goats? Goats are part of the heartland of the United States of America. And what's more patriotic than somebody that serves our U.S. mail? Clifford.
I don't think you're supposed to go after goats like that, though.
I got pictures of me pissing Pepsi Cola at the Coors Brewery. Just the weirdness of it made me think it was cool. People don't want to see that. But to me, it's still art. I'm going to get to a punchline. We're going to go. I got a picture of me taking a shit in front of a carnival mirror.
How did you get that photo?
I just turned the camera around.
Oh, okay, sure. Sorry.
Man, that shit looked big. Gonna go now?
Yeah. More information on the Russ Martin Show. Go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, and AlfieCoy.com. You can find and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram as well. For all things, 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. For all things, Talk Radio 1190. Go to 1190TalkRadio.com, where Rodney Anderson's up next.
All right. See you guys tomorrow.
Yes.
The Metroplex.